This is PFW in progress.
Hello, fellas. Everybody's here. Freddie, Tom, good to see you.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
I do you a favor and take Freddie in when you're having a bad time, and then you try to push me out. I gotta kick asses sometimes to make it run right. We had a little argument, Freddie and I, so I had to straighten him out. He was banging cocktail waitresses two at a time.
Paul Perillo.
Come over here, kid. Learn something. You start out with a little bit of oil. Then you fry some garlic. Then you throw in some tomatoes, some tomato paste. You fry it. You make sure it doesn't stick. You got it to a boil. You shove in all your sausage and your meatballs. And a little bit of wine.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Just cut the crap. I got more important things for you to do. How's Paulie?
Oh, Paulie won't see him no more.
And Andy. And Andy?
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. But dumb. I'm smart. And I want to spend.
Andy Hart.
I know it was you. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Some guy named Tom.
Tom's no longer conciliating. Gonna be our lawyer in Vegas. That's no reflection on Tom, but that's the way I want it.
Mike, why am I out?
You're not a wartime consigliere, Tom. Things may get rough with the move we're trying.
Maybe I could help.
You're out, Tom.
PFW in progress.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
All right, speaking of back in, it's PFW in progress, the draft extravaganza. Welcome to Patriots.com and Patriots.com Radio. We are here from 3 p.m. Eastern Time until 6 o'clock today, and we're going to be talking draft. The draft, as you know, is already underway. Lots of
thanks,
things
Fred.
Happening. Yeah, Tom, turn it down.
Turn what down?
It's not his fault.
Just make pretend it is.
Tom, turn it down.
Andy Hart, Tom Casale, Paul Perillo, Fred Kirsch, and Gary Gradecki. Chris Ferrer is here too. The whole gang's here. Eric Scalavino, I see, lurking around.
Title for 2007 when all three AFC teams made terrible picks in the first round.
Awful picks.
So let's get right to it, guys. Let me give out the email. It's webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. Paul's having technical difficulties.
No, he's not.
Because he just came in from
EEI. This is the first time he's been here all day.
All right. Guys, quickly.
On the clock,
we
Paul.
We still have a long way to go before the Patriots make their first pick, but let's get your thoughts. I know you've been blogging all day. We've had, what, 20,000 views on our blog
Who wants to know?
This morning. Just incredible. You're doing a great job, except for Andy. But, you know, what are your overall thoughts
Tom,
so far?
Paul ain't done crap. Well, I mean, I love Ted Ginn Jr. He was my favorite player in the draft.
Yeah, Andy,
but...
Andy posted something on the blog. You shouldn't take that shot. I just found a post from Andy. Fred, you shouldn't take that ridiculous shot at him.
But number nine, the Dolphins had like their pick of the litter at corner. They could have taken a big defensive tackle, and they take Ted Ginn Jr. I didn't understand that. The Bills selecting Marshawn Lynch at 12 is an absolute joke. They could have taken any corner they wanted, and they take a running back who could have went late first round at best, in my opinion. And then the Jets, I like Revis, but moving up, given a second-round pick to get him, was he that much better than one of the corners that would have fell to you at 25? Perplexing picks by the AFC East. I'm wondering if Belichick is actually making those decisions.
How about Buffalo's pick, the running back?
It stunk.
I think that was the worst one of the bunch.
Yeah, the worst.
I thought the thing with the Jets is the only one I think that even warrants a little bit of defense.
Yeah.
And I just think it was... I agree with Tom. I think that you could have gotten any number of cornerbacks. I think cornerback was an excellent pick for them, but I think they would feel the same about their pick, and obviously they felt differently. But I would have felt the same as a Jets fan with Hall or Revis or, you know, whether it would be a Chris Houston or, you know, one of those guys. I just think those kind they were all kind of interchangeable, and I didn't see the need to give up that amount of a ransom to move up that high to get Revis.
I think they traded too early because they thought Pittsburgh wanted Revis. I just don't understand it. A second round pick for a team that's trying to build like the Jets, that's given up quite a bit, in my opinion.
I want a team.
All right, we also have to mention the plight of Brady Quinn today. He hasn't been chosen so far. Guys, is there a chance that he may not get picked in the first round if someone doesn't move up?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It's getting interesting. I picked on our who's going to fall, Levi Brown. Of course, he went number five.
Well, he fell from four.
The right answer to that question was obviously Brady Quinn, but I don't think any of us thought he was going to fall like this.
No, and I don't think there's any way he makes it out of the first round. Even if he slides and slides, if the Patriots are on the clock and Brady Quinn is available, I got to think Cleveland makes a phone call.
Well,
because if you can leave here with a guy everybody said you should have taken at three,
yeah,
I mean, I think you set yourself up phenomenally for the future.
Well, I want to ask you guys this. We just got a blog entry in that said that ESPN's reporting the Jets and Pats were both vying for that 14th pick. Who do you think that the Pats were looking at if they were trying to move up to 14?
Dan Flacco.
Maybe Revis.
Was it Revis? Was it Timmons?
Maybe Revis is higher. Maybe there's a greater separation between Revis and the other corners in scouts' minds than what we think.
Well, that's why, yeah, and I think that's a good point because you don't know what the Jets felt. The Jets may have felt Revis was the only cornerback worth taking in the first round. We all felt they were interchangeable, and we were in agreement, the three of us, but maybe the Jets felt a lot differently.
But make no mistake about it, that Bills pick still sucks.
Yes.
I mean, no matter how you want to slice that one, that's a terrible pick.
Yeah, and I don't think Miami did themselves any favors either. I thought they had a chance to get a quarterback of the future, and they chose not to.
And I'm the biggest,
that's a bad move.
I'm the biggest Ted Ginn guy around, but I'm sitting here looking at a soccer field. You know what Cam Cameron did? He pulled a Tom Casale. He said, I love his speed. I'm this genius offensive guy. Give me Ted Ginn, and we can score from anywhere on the field. Great. Who's going to throw him the ball? Cleo Lemon? Makes no sense.
All right. Any other surprises to you? Calvin Johnson was the number two pick. Really no big surprise there.
Levi Brown surprised me a little bit. I thought that was a little high for him. I know they needed an offensive tackle, but I just think the top five, that's a little high to take offensive tackles. Always felt that. Paul did some research on it. There's more busts than future Hall of Famers at offensive tackles when you pick in the top five.
Yeah, if you look back at since 2000, there have been there's been six tackles taken in the top 10, and in my unbiased opinion, only one of them truly, in my opinion, was worthy of a top 10, and that was Chris Samuels way back in 2000 with the third pick. After that, you have Leonard Davis going to Arizona at two, bust. Mike Williams going to Buffalo at four in 2002, bust. Jordan Gross going to Carolina in 2003 at number eight. I wouldn't call him a bust, but certainly not a Pro Bowl tackle, which I think you're looking for a Pro Bowl tackle at the top 10. Robert Gallery went to Oakland at number two in 2004, bust. And the jury's still out on DeBrickashaw Ferguson, I would say, after a rookie year, kind of an up-and-down rookie year for the Jets last year at number four. So I think that a lot of people like to say, well, you draft a tackle in that top 10, it's a safe pick, you pencil the guy in, you have a starter for the next 10 years. Well, sometimes that works out, but I think that if you look at the recent history, most of the time it doesn't.
Adrian Peterson, the running back from Oklahoma, was chosen in the seventh pick by Minnesota. Any surprises there? Did he go lower than you might think?
He went a little lower than I thought.
A little lower, but I thought Minnesota did the right thing by taking the best player on the board. I know Chester Taylor had a nice season last year, but I'm not sold that he's a premier NFL back year in and year out. Plus, he's a little on the small side. I think Peterson is a monster behind that offensive line, an absolute monster.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was an excellent pick by Minnesota, and I think they did the smart thing. They did what the Patriots are generally given credit for. They threw the position out the window and said, this is just too much value to pass up. I think that some of the other teams may have been better served to take a guy like Peterson, but you wonder how much the shoulder situation had to do with him slipping a few spots.
Well, and let me ask you guys this. A guy who's fallen, someone we all love, Alan Branch from Michigan, do the Patriots take him? Fred said that they would take a defensive lineman because
Available at 24, you have to think about it. But, he's a guy that Andy and I, in our little predictions, both, we targeted him as the guy who could slip. I thought Brady Quinn could slip, but not like this. I thought he could go, and end up going to Miami at nine, which I thought was a slip for him because so many people thought he was going to go to Cleveland at three.
Well, I figured whichever was the first quarterback chosen, the other one would slip. But I thought Quinn would be chosen.
I don't remember
honestly, I did before Russell.
Yeah, we heard you say that. We didn't hear you say the other guy was really good.
I just thought whichever one,
there was any scenario that they wouldn't both be off the board out of the top 10 in the top 10.
Well, that's what I thought.
Well, unfortunately, you didn't share that with anybody else.
And you've had many Wednesdays to do so.
Wow, people said a lot of wrong things on this show, but that might be the wrongest.
So, well, where are the Packers going here? This stinks. We got no sound. I don't know what Adam Schefter's
well,
telling me.
The Packers
me
have about
pick.
A minute left on the clock.
Well, if they hadn't taken Aaron Rodgers when he slipped, maybe they could take Brady Quinn here. Now that he's slipping, but
and
can you really
knows,
just blow
you know,
up
we,
that Aaron Rodgers?
We saw pick? That we saw their quarterback of the future when we were there, and
not much of it.
It wasn't much of a day for Green Bay, so it's hard to really judge him on just that day. But you know,
but it's also a new regime there, right?
They're
yeah,
not really,
a new coach, and,
yeah.
and
I just say
go a different direction.
See, I'm in the position. That's why I think the Lions made a good pick here. Okay, you pick some bad wide receivers, but you know what? Too bad. You have to take the best player available. I don't think Green Bay can say, well, a couple of years ago we waited for Aaron Rodgers and he stinks. If you like Brady Quinn, although did they do their homework this year? Because we heard that when the Aaron Rodgers year, they didn't do their homework
they
on
got
him.
Cut. They didn't really do the proper evaluations for Aaron Rodgers because they didn't think he would be around in the 20s when they took him.
But apparently Green Bay thinks they're a Super Bowl contender because they're going after Randy Moss. They're going after Michael Turner. They think they're a couple of spare parts away from winning a Super Bowl, so maybe they just hang on and go with Brett Favre.
Speaking of Randy Moss, what do you guys think about the rumors that the Patriots were interested and have talked to the Raiders about Randy Moss, perhaps you know giving up a fourth-round pick and then renegotiating his contract? What would you think if that happened?
For a fourth-rounder, I'd take it
in a heartbeat.
As long as he was willing to renegotiate, I agree with Tom.
And he reportedly
and
has.
He says that the Patriots are the only team he's willing to do that for.
Because he wants to win. He thinks
right,
he can win
right
a Super
now,
Bowl.
All right, now Goodell's at the podium, NFL and the Green Bay Packers have chosen.
The Green Bay Packers select Justin Harrell, defensive tackle, Tennessee.
That pick really sucks.
Now,
for the reach.
Wow. Justin Harrell?
I got to blog something.
Go ahead.
That's now, I know you guys make fun of our lads, but our lads has him going with the 51st pick in the draft.
So I agree with our lads on this
so
one.
According to our lads, that's a little bit of a reach.
It's a reach. 315. I don't care what Alan Branch has in his shins. I don't care how he has rubbed people the wrong way with his attitude, his workouts, his this, his that. He's a better player than Justin Harrell.
I agree. I didn't see anything special out of him. And watching him on tape doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You know,
they're a team that has a lot of needs. I don't think this is just a reach because they took Justin Harrell over Alan Branch. This is a reach because he's not the, whatever they are, 16th best player on the board. I mean, the Packers are certainly not one player away. Oh, if they get a D tackle, and no way. So this is a bad pick.
All right, let's get back to talking about what the Patriots might do this round with the 24th and 28th pick. We just discussed the fact that there were rumors that the Patriots were talking to the Raiders for a trade of Randy Moss. I mean, do you think anything could happen like that in this round? With
the Moss trade?
Well, or any type of trade out with the Patriots trading
certainly.
Out of this round.
Certainly. No question. With some of the guys that are still going to be on the board, there's a million directions that this can go. They're what, three corners left? They're gonna have their pick of the safeties right now. The Nelson, Griffin, still on the board. Beeson, Harris, still available. There are a lot of different directions they could go, but if Brady Quinn continues to slide, you gotta think there's gonna be trade talks.
Now Tom has already blown up the whole John Beeson thing. He says that was just a smokescreen.
It's a smokescreen.
You still buying that?
Yes, the name was given to a reporter at the Combine. The information was later shared with me and Andy, and we all fell for it.
Hook, line, and sinker.
We got snookered.
That's okay.
I talked to Albert Breer yesterday. He's been, you know, following the draft, and we were just talking linebackers. I thought he made the best point. Beeson got up to 237 at the combine, but at his pro day a month later, he was back down to 229. That tells us that he can't hold that weight. You take a guy like Desmond Bishop out of Cal. He showed up at the combine a little light because he wanted to run faster at 239, but his playing weight is naturally about 245, 247, so he can put that back on, no problem. I just don't think Beeson can hold that weight, and at 229, 230, can you play in this system? I mean, you guys tell me Lofa Tutupu couldn't, so I'm imagining that John Beeson can't.
I don't think he can. I don't think he's a fit. I never thought he was a fit. His whole thing was just built upon, oh, the Patriots like him. They think he can be a Mike. Even he said it. You know, some teams have told me I can be a Mike in the 3-4, and I did some two-gapping at Miami and all that, but I never thought he would be a good fit in the system. I think David Harris is the guy if they're looking for a linebacker, late first, early second, more of a true inside linebacker type. So, yeah, the Beeson thing looks like it was a smokescreen, but we won't know until these picks pass by.
Well, Harris and Griffin could both be on the board. Who do you go with?
At 24, Griffin.
24. Griffin.
I think he's better value at the
pick.
You go
with Griffin before Harris.
I go with Griffin. I say the Patriots go with Harris. I say that's the guy they want.
I think Griffin's a better player. They're all about value. If you really like both of those guys and think the needs maybe are similar, I think Griffin's
better. What if Reggie Nelson's there too?
I still go Griffin.
Okay.
I like Griffin. I think he'd be
a good
fit
in the system. You like
Griffin
better than Nelson, Andy?
Yes.
Yeah, see,
and I think they're different players.
I think they are different players. I agree. And I like Griffin a lot too. And I've been hearing a lot of stuff about how he played at well below 100% last year. Didn't really talk about it. Now, you might argue the counter argument to that as well. You're hearing a lot of people talk about it now. So where are they getting it from? Is he making excuses after the fact? I thought he did a lot of different things well. Reggie Nelson, I think, has the reputation, but I think he's a very good player. These guys, I'm nitpicking. I just like Griffin a little bit better than Nelson.
I agree. Brandon Merriweather.
I agree with you, Paul. This is splitting hairs.
Yes.
I put Griffin number two in our latest rankings because I thought overall, near the line of scrimmage, his game was a little bit better than Nelson, than Merriweather. But they're all those guys are very good players.
I think
the
Patriots would do fine with any of the three.
But for the Patriots system, I think Griffin fits best. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
the need. I also think there's a huge need there because
I'm
not sold on the safeties right now. With Rodney Harrison coming back from three major injuries over the course of 2 years, James Sanders, nice player, is what he is, but I don't think he's a playmaker in the league of a guy like Griffin or Harrison. And Eugene Wilson in a contract year coming off injury.
I think Griffin reminded me, I'm not putting him in that class, but he reminded me of Harrison the way he played.
Right.
And Nelson,
let's be honest,
Nelson
you might not have a starter at safety.
Player.
If Rodney Harrison gets hurt again early in the season, now you're scrambling. It's Artrell Hawkins and James Sanders, and you have this makeshift secondary.
And Nelson could go here to Jacksonville. I know a lot of mock drafts. That was a popular pick there. I still think they could go Jarvis Moss, though, because I think they need some pass rush. You got those two beasts in the middle. But like the Patriots showed against both them and Minnesota, fine, you can stop the run. We'll just throw on you. And I just think they need to get some pressure off the edge, or a guy like Reggie Nelson's really not going to do you a whole heck of a lot of good.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com. We should probably get to some emails because a lot of them have to do with what the Patriots might do and questions, and so we should probably try to get to those before the Patriots pick. We're here till 6 o'clock, just reminding everyone that's 6 o'clock Eastern time.
But just a quick note, Fred, this draft couldn't be shaping up any better for the Patriots. It's like Belichick is making these picks himself. He's calling up teams and saying, hey, you know what, take him.
You said that last year too, though, Tom.
Yeah, and they got Lawrence.
I know, I'm just saying. Yeah.
And I thought the Chad Jackson pick was a good pick. I mean, he might not end up being a good player, but what they did on draft day, I thought was a good job of drafting. Not every pick's going to pan out, but I thought they did a great job last year.
All right. Let's see.
This friend's trying to pick a fight with me.
Yeah, he seems a little irritable.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've been hearing you yell at people on the phone.
He's out of steam
already.
Then
you napped for a while. Then you woke up, yelled something, napped again.
Who was he yelling at on the phone?
I don't know, but he was chewing somebody out.
Nice.
I'm Fred Kirsch, he said.
He did the Michael Irvin. Don't you know who I am?
All right. Brent writes in. He says his email before during the season and catch all the action on podcasts. He lives in Zurich, Switzerland. So he can't listen to work, but just wanted to say, when I know in real time you guys are not getting food, I will put in an order for pizza, wings, and a grinder to munch on.
You're the best.
He says, we don't need Frank to look like a tank or Tom to worry about his dress, but if you guys keep popping out kids, then food for yourselves will have to be free for you.
That's true. Good point.
Anyway, the draft is here, and these are his questions. He says, what will happen if the Pats do not pick a running back or quarterback during the draft? The need positions are at safety, inside linebacker, outside linebacker, and cornerback with no long-term deal with a wide receiver.
What's the question?
I don't know.
I was thinking.
I was all thrown off when he said he was going to buy us food. I was all happy.
If he's asking if the Patriots might not draft a running back or a quarterback, I think it's possible. It's a very weak draft for running backs. Obviously, the Bills understood that because they took Marshawn Lynch at 12.
Just as an aside there, we talk about the goose a lot on the show. Rick Gosselin from the Dallas Morning News, widely regarded as having the most accurate mock drafts. He had Marshawn Lynch at number 12 to Buffalo.
Yeah, that's because he called Marv and said, who are you taking? And Marv said, Marshawn.
But what that tells me, Andy, is that Buffalo wanted, they entered the day with a plan to get Marshawn Lynch at 12.
No, I would agree with that. I think
it wasn't
gone,
like
right?
they really had a linebacker, that maybe they liked or something like that, you know. They clearly wanted him.
They probably said, we're looking at Willis and Lynch.
Right.
And
Willis was gone in his.
Let me make sure. Willis went to San Francisco.
Because Marv said, what did San Francisco take? And Goose said, Patrick Willis. Okay, then we'll take Marshawn Lynch.
And that's why the Goose is the best, because we're just guessing. He actually talks to these people, and as Paul, you said earlier, gets through the smoke screens gets to the bottom of
things.
He
obviously has guys that actually tell him the truth, unlike a lot of other guys.
Could the Jaguars take Brady Quinn?
I thought
they don't have a
possibility, because I think that they have two guys and the whole thing that when you have two you have none, and that's the case with Jacksonville.
Right.
I think Leftwich could be a good player.
I liked him,
but he's injury prone, right. And it just hasn't worked.
Here's the problem, Paul. I think with Jacksonville is
Jack Del Rio.
If Del Rio has say here, he needs to win this year. So it depends on how much say he has.
So it's not a quarterback.
So I'm not sure he wants to say, well, let's take a third quarterback here when I need to get in the playoffs and do something or I'm out of a job.
Right.
That's a good point.
All right. Brent also says, I wouldn't put it past Bill and company to select a good nose tackle or fast-footed QB-stuffing defensive end to take the pressure off
of our aging linebackers.
If the Pats do go defensive line, would you prefer an end or a tackle, and how early will they choose a defensive line pick?
I'd like a nose tackle, a backup in the fifth or sixth round.
Well, now let me ask you, because we've been getting a lot of these on the blog. Let's go back to Alan Branch. At 24, if he's there with, like, Griffin and a couple guys like that, is he even a possibility, or
do you just
say no?
I wouldn't. If one of the guys I want is on the board, a Griffin, then I'm sorry, I pass up the value in Alan Branch, and I take the guy I need for my needs.
I think the value there is probably pretty similar.
Right.
Well, I mean, if they think Alan Branch was a top six talent, he should have gone in the top 10, he's, a Richard Seymour or whatever, then there's a lot of value there.
But only if you didn't think that Griffin was that kind of a talent, too. And they might. They might have felt like, Griffin was as good as Landry or whatever. Nelson, you pick your safety, whatever.
And just to follow up, I would like the backup nose tackle in the fifth or sixth round to be Walter Thomas, the big guy who played like six games in college, weighs 377 pounds and can do a backflip barefooted. Just because I want to see him do a backflip barefooted at training camp.
You
have him train with
the
cheerleaders.
One of the comments on the blog says, is these kind of weird picks show that the general public doesn't really know as much as the personnel people because everyone
is wrong.
The Broncos
traded up.
But, there's a lot of bad picks every year, though. So it depends on how you go.
Broncos are now picking 17th.
Now, is this for...
Denver is on the clock, so, yeah, Andy's right.
So the Broncos have traded up. Jacksonville.
Now is this John Beeson, linebacker, Miami?
Is this Jarvis Moss? Is it David Harris?
Not David Harris. I'm saying it's either Beeson or Moss. I like that Moss call.
Okay, so it's going to be pass rusher or linebacker,
yes,
according to Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly.
Yes. DJ Williams worked out pretty nicely for him. Al Wilson, done,
Robbie from Indianapolis says, I know you guys are probably talking about the draft, but could you take 10 seconds to answer a question for me? If I paid the Patriots organization like Kraft or whoever a bunch of money, you think they'd let me sign a one-day contract and retire a Patriot?
Yes.
Thanks for the input.
Hey, you can. I'll do it.
Matter of fact, if you pay a bunch of money to Patriots Football Weekly, we'll make that happen for you. How's that sound?
JW says, how does the Samuel situation affect the draft?
I think you need a corner to protect yourself.
Okay. What about trading?
You don't have too many corners. I don't think he trades today. I think he plays no part trades.
Well, maybe Revis was that guy. I mean, we're watching the NFL Network and not watching ESPN, so we didn't hear the report. But if they were going to 14, maybe Revis was that player that they really liked. Because we all thought that, even though I have Houston ranked number one, we thought Revis might be the best fit here.
Yep.
So maybe that was the guy.
What do you think the possibility is that there are moles on the Patriots and the Jets telling Mangini, the Patriots like Revis and vice versa?
Or lying.
I'm not Bill Belichick.
Or lying. Yeah, exactly. Misinformation.
I think there could definitely be a possibility.
The Patriots could be saying, they fell for it.
If anyone
Goodell is at the podium. Let's hear what he has to say.
Jacksonville trades this pick, the number 17 overall, to the Denver Broncos for the Broncos' first-round pick this year, number 21, the Broncos' third-round pick, the 86th pick, and the Broncos' sixth-round pick, number 198.
and the clock has run out, so the Broncos like have the to Jets make a pick. Did moments
ago. He just walked away from the podium.
He just walked away.
I was going to say, I think he just announced the trade.
Yeah, that's all he did.
Just to close, wouldn't that be the start of the clock?
But you get 15 minutes.
I think that's the start of the clock.
They get a new clock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. On my little thing on ESPN, it says the Broncos are down to 0-2-4.
But whenever they get the trade, I think they have they now have the new time to pick.
Yeah.
Just aside to finish up that last thought, if anyone in this building is calling the Jets and telling them if they're a mole for the Jets, they got the biggest stones on the face of the earth. Because that's ballsy.
Because they will get shot on
site. You'll be done.
I think that is ballsy.
I got a feeling it goes the other way. I think it's the Jets calling the Patriots.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is that kind of...
Bill, you know, stable.
Here he comes. Here comes Goodell.
Yeah, mine says 0-0 now.
With the 17th pick in the 2007 draft, the Denver Broncos select Jarvis Moss.
Now, that's a good pick.
Defensive end,
that's a good
Florida.
Pick. That's what they need. They need a pass rusher to help their defense a little bit. Now, that's a solid pick.
Patriots fans won't like this, but I think the Broncos are the favorite in the AFC right now, based on their schedule and their offseason additions.
Oh, please.
I'm telling you, I think they've had a good offseason.
They have, but...
They added a good coach.
The Patriots have
it? Jim Bates. I'm just saying, the Patriots have a harder schedule. Have you looked at all three schedules?
I think the core of the Broncos, Colts, Patriots, I think the heart of the Broncos was their linebackers, and I think they need to rebuild that right now.
Why? Because they lost one?
Al Wilson, I think, was a big... I mean, you look at that game that the Patriots...
they need to rebuild them. They lost one out of the three.
Right.
They need to
replace
one.
You look at that game. What were we saying the whole game? Look at Al Wilson.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was just saying, look at the linebackers.
Right.
I think Al Wilson is a terrific player, but he got hurt. What are you going to do?
Was. I know. So that's a big deal for them.
Fred, they're not done drafting either.
I know.
I agree. But
they're not going to get a guy like Al Wilson this year.
Fred, what you
that's
just said
probably
is,
true.
What you just said is akin to saying if they lose Asante Samuel, the Patriots need to refigure their whole secondary.
I don't think Asante Samuel meant as much to the Patriots as Al Wilson did to the Broncos.
Well, and if you're talking about in terms of last year, I would disagree with you.
Okay. Well.
I think last year, Asante Samuel was the key figure in the Patriots secondary. Now, in my opinion, you need to replace a cornerback, not the entire secondary.
Right.
And was the Patriots secondary the key to the Patriots defense?
I don't think Al Wilson was the key to the Broncos defense. I think
the linebackers
were the key.
Okay.
And two of them
were
still there.
Friday, Bill was on EEI. He was saying everyone
is
trying to trade
down. You are so right,
baby.
He just wants to fight everybody. It's unbelievable.
So look for the Pats to trade up. This is what Larry's saying. He also said good D linemen are always hard to find. So the Pats pick a D lineman with one of their first two picks.
Fred, did you start this? Because why is everybody saying this now?
I want them to trade up with the 24th and 28th pick for Willis. Well, that's too late in a high second-round pick. Willis is a linebacker.
Yes, that's true.
All right. What else we got going on? We have who's on the clock right now?
Bengals.
Cincinnati.
The Bengals are on the clock.
So I project they'll take... David Harris.
David Harris.
Michigan.
Okay.
John Beeson.
Justin in Alaska says...
Which one has a criminal record?
I think Beeson has a couple more question marks around.
Beeson went to Miami. When in doubt, go with the Miami guy.
Justin in Alaska says the return of Achilles Smith. So one decent season, a good Sugar Bowl, big, strong, but possible off-field issues, work ethic, etc. How is Jamarcus Russell different than Achilles Smith? 265 pounds? Too big. Granted, he hasn't busted yet, but I don't think he's going to pan out.
I would tend to agree.
He hasn't busted yet. Hasn't played a game.
Since he hasn't taken a snap yet as
hasn't thrown a football in the NFL
I
yet.
Think he's going to be
a bust.
Well,
I think the very fact that he went to the Raiders, that's one notch against
him. And
that's
going
to hurt him.
But that's the problem, Fred. I think this is a guy that needed to sit a year, or at least 8 to 10 to 12 games in his rookie year. He's not someone you can just put out there and say play, because I think he's going to try to depend too much on his physical ability, and his mechanics aren't going to come around. In my opinion, that's going to hurt him, and I think he's going to end up being a bust.
Now, I know they're the Raiders. But do you think they'd be that stupid to start him in game one?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
I don't think they'd do that.
Plus, what are you going to do? Are you going to start Andrew Walter?
I
don't really think that's stupid, depending on where he is. I mean, if you go through training camp and he's clearly not ready, then, yeah, it's stupid. But how do we know that?
There's very few quarterbacks, even the great ones, that are ready on week one. You know, I don't know.
Right, but that's
and
my
he's
point.
Not one of the great ones.
But, hey, Fred, I don't know if you know this, but the Raiders don't really run a very good team over there. That's
I'm just
why
saying,
they haven't won anything.
But let's put it this way, okay? And if Vince Young, okay?
Yes,
very good player.
Number 3 pick overall. A lot of people had questions as to whether or not he'd be able to adapt to an NFL style.
True.
Played in the shotgun. Had all kinds of preparation issues coming into the NFL. What did he sit, 2 weeks? So what's the difference, really, if he had started week one or if he started week three when he started against Dallas? Is there really a big difference there? Was there
anything? Marcus Russell is no Vince Young.
Was it stupid, you know, for Tennessee to throw him to the Wolves? No, he was the rookie of the year. He obviously was ready. If Jamarcus Russell comes in, has a good camp, shows a grasp of the offense, plays well in the preseason, I see no reason why you don't start him. I mean, unless you have a veteran guy that can step in. Andrew Walter, to me, is not
a
guy.
No, it's not Andrew Walter.
We're doing it for.
The question is, the rumors with them were Culpepper, interest in Culpepper.
That's
but is Culpepper even going to be ready?
That's a different story. But
you sign him, he might not be ready.
Provided that you had Culpepper physically ready, yeah, now I agree with Fred now. Now, that would be stupid, in my opinion, to start Russell right away when you have a viable NFL option.
Is there
well,
any
you
question
to a guy, though, like Bill Walsh, and he says he doesn't care who the quarterback is, you're doing a huge disservice to the guy, and you could disagree with Bill Walsh, I'm just saying what he's saying, to start to get him in there right away.
You can be smarter than Bill Walsh if you want.
Right. He paints you into a corner, so you have to disagree with maybe the greatest offensive mind.
Well, this is what he says. He says you're doing a huge disservice to any quarterback by starting
him
right away.
But I think there have been plenty of them that have done that and have been fine. Guys like Dan Marino and John Elway and Drew Bledsoe, for that matter.
Well, we know what happened to Drew. He never bounced back from that. Bryce says
he was in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Bryce says, "Hey, A-Team and Tom, I had a dream last night that the Patriots took a fullback on the first day. If they take anybody that could be remotely described as such.
You're making fun of me.
You're
dreaming about a football team drafting a fullback.
Will you have the Pats organization fund
about a girl with some big knockers?
I was just going to say, I don't care about what position, you idiot. You're dreaming about football players?
Leave that kind of stupid crap to me.
Anyway, he says if they do that, he wants a movie made about him. He also says, by the way, there's nothing I wouldn't give to hear Tom say absolute stud again.
Who'd you say that about?
Probably myself.
Oh, boy.
Doubtful.
I just don't
this
understand.
This blog is really gone to Tom's head.
the emails are just piling in faster than the blog comments. Now, Andy, why don't you fill people in on the traffic we've received in the blog today?
I don't know. It's 20,000-something.
It's unbelievable. I mean, we just started this blog on Wednesday, and today, just today, we had over 20,000 views.
And we had 421 people commenting.
I think we
eat it, Gary.
It's good, and I, you know, give credit to the Patriots fans for getting involved. This is good stuff,
right? Yeah, and if there's misspellings in the post now, it's because I'm on the radio.
All right,
blogging
Cincinnati.
At the same
time. Clock has run out on Cincinnati. So
apparently,
they should
a Cincy fan on some chat thing I'm looking at says, "Are they going to wait the whole 15 minutes or just take Leon Hall right away?" So Cincy fans like Leon Hall,
okay.
Or at least one does.
Ben from Boxborough, he says, just wondering what kind of player Ty Hill was last year that would cause the Rams to have a cornerback as such a high need, even though they didn't take a cornerback at 13. It was obvious that you guys were high on Hill before the draft last year, so I'm wondering if you still think he was worth the selection at which he was taken.
Yes, he had a pretty good year.
And I did like Ty Hill a lot last year.
The problem with guys like cornerbacks is that they don't score touchdowns. Right. They're not rushing for 1,000 yards. It takes a little while for you to see your investment on them. Hill started as a rookie. That's a tough thing to do in the NFL, and I think he had a pretty decent year. I mean, was he a phenomenal first-year player? Probably not. But the fact that he started most of the season as a rookie and he's entering his second year, I think we've got to give him a little bit more time before we place judgment on him. I mean, we got emails in that said that A.J. Hawk had a terrible rookie year. I don't think he had a terrible rookie year. I think the Packers are very high on him. It's just that he's not scoring 80-yard touchdowns. So, I mean, in my opinion, A.J. Hawk had about a similar rookie year as Lawrence Maroney. I mean, Maroney ran for 700 yards and 6 touchdowns.
The 18th pick in the 2007 NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Leon Hall, cornerback.
I don't
apparently
like it.
Apparently, Seabass
don't like
knows
it.
What he's talking about.
I don't like Leon Hall.
You don't like him as a player?
No, I think I think Belichick is just like sitting up there giving high fives and doing like dances with his butt in the air.
I do. I love the position. I love the position for Cincinnati. I mean, I think cornerback. Whether they took the right one to illustrate Tom's point, I don't know, but I think a cornerback is a very big
the position. I have no problem with
now
that.
Now you have two young cornerbacks that you could potentially, if they work out, Jonathan Joseph last year with Leon Hall. That's why, you know, spare parts like Torrey James were expendable for that.
Well, Schefter said that once the first cornerback was taken, there would be a run.
Well, and Paul, the reason I don't like the pick is because I had projected Houston here under your
it was just funny the way that came out.
Under your what you said, I thought having two young corners, but I thought Houston actually fits what Marvin Lewis likes to do defensively better than Hall, because he gets up in your face, he jams, kind of like Torrey James, who they just lost. And Hall plays off receivers, and I don't know if that fits in really well with the Bengals do, but I guess they think he does. I would have gone Houston here.
Okay, let's see. Our next emailer is from a guy named Rant. He says, I'm sick of hearing about the plight of Brady Quinn. He voluntarily showed up. Meanwhile, a quarterback has slid each of the past 3 years. Personally, I want to get rid of having players show up live for the draft. It's just a distraction, and we always talk about who's left. Why can't they have a camera at home like the 6 to 10 projected picks? I applaud Joe Thomas for his decision to go fishing with his father. On the Pats pick, I'm hoping for Griffin or Nelson. We could use someone for Harrison to teach before he leaves. Okay.
Well, it's not Brady Quinn's fault.
No, what I difference think he's does blaming it make the NFL there.
If he slides, they're going to have the camera on him, whether he's in his own living room or the green room. If he's one of the players they've chosen to really follow and expected to go in the first 6-8 picks,
true.
Either way, they're going to keep showing him.
True.
And by the way, Joe Thomas got ripped for not going. I heard a lot of people ripping him for not going to New York.
Who?
I don't know, radio people.
Who cares? who cares about radio people? Tony says, this is great. Chris Houston is falling right to us. Our AFC East foes are hooking us up. I can see Chris Houston falling right to us at 24, and then our AFC foes, minus the Jets, are fools. With KC taking Brady Quinn, that could mean another defensive player will also fall. My question is, at 28, what would you rather have? Lamar Woodley, trade for Randy Moss, a safety, trade down for maybe Tampa's 2 second-round picks, trade for a 2008 pick.
Holy crap, that's a lot.
Want me to read that again?
So it's Woodley.
Woodley.
A safety. I like Griffin. If Griffin's on the board, I take Griffin.
A trade for Randy Moss.
No, I'm not giving
up a
first-round
pick. Trade down
for
Tampa's 2 second-round picks.
No.
Or trade for a 2008 pick.
I take Griffin if he's on the board.
Okay. Anyone else want to?
I was blogging. I didn't hear the question.
I think I'll take 2 second-round picks. I'll take Griffin. Oh, okay. He'll take Griffin.
All right.
Paul's on EEI.
I don't know. He's pounding away on
Paul is
over
now
there.
Blogging for EEI.
Call comes to us.
Someone must have sent a cheap shot at him. He's got that look on his face, and he's pounding away at the typewriter.
Well, he was yelled at by, computer. Like, the second commenter this morning.
A woman.
Yeah.
He pissed off a woman with his first comment. I mean,
she just felt that Paul was being a little defensive. That's all.
You never know. He could just whack off.
Justin is in Alaska. He says, so what are the deals that you, meaning Paul and Tom, would make to trade one or both of our first rounders?
What am I, chopped liver?
I guess so.
Screw yourself, Justin. Well, I would spit in that coffee mug every morning after I'm done drinking.
Justin, because you gave me such a great shirt, I will answer your question. I would trade the 28th pick.
Hope a bear
move
eats
down
you.
Into the second round. You get a Lamar Woodley. You get something like that. Depending on who's there, because the way this draft is shaping up, I think there's two players the Patriots might want at 24 or 28 now. I didn't think it would go this way.
I think there might be more than two.
Yeah, I didn't think Justin Harrell was going to go 16th overall or wherever he went. It's craziness. I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything.
JY has a potential trade. He says, should Brady Quinn be available at 24, the Patriots should engineer the following deal with the Cleveland Browns. Listen up. Patriots trade number 24 and number 180. To Cleveland, so they can pick Brady Quinn in exchange for the Patriots get the number 36 in round 2, number 67 in round 3, and Cleveland's number 1 in 08.
Holy crap, I definitely agree.
I'll take it for the Patriots.
Right. The question is, would Cleveland do it?
Well, that I'm not so sure.
I don't think Romeo would.
Paul and I apparently posted the exact same thing. I have plenty of good defensive backs available, and Paul posted safety and numbers.
Well, I was just going off of a poll that ESPN.com had. They asked which safety is best, Reggie Nelson, Michael Griffin, Brandon Merriweather. And evidently the fans see no difference between the three because it came out Griffin 34%, Merriweather 34%, Nelson 32%. So
interesting.
Evidently, the fans see no difference between those three players. Of course, it's always possible.
I go Griffin.
That Belichick does see a major difference.
Griffin, yes. Nelson, Merriweather, in that order.
I agree.
I don't.
Now, would this be? Is this one of the biggest falls of all time? I mean, I know Aaron Rodgers fell, but this is Brady Quinn, Notre Dame, Charlie Weiss.
Charlie Weiss
would
be
coach.
The third best receiver in the NFL. Once
third
he got
quarterback.
Receiver.
That'd be quite a versatile player. He could actually
he's
throw
Mr.
it
Perfect.
And catch
he's
it.
He's going to throw it to himself.
Third best quarterback in the NFL.
Charlie's quite a self-promoter, and he's just trying to promote his guy.
I think there's something to that too, Andy. He really is a self. I mean, I love Charlie probably more so than a lot of other people in New England currently. But I do think that he was guilty of self-promotion quite often. He clearly is trying to get his guy
really
in a positive
there.
Light.
I mean, that's a bold statement.
But I think
he was talking to Vic Carucci. That's who I heard say it. And Vic Carucci wrote his book, so they're tight. And you don't know what in what terms he said it. And they might have been having a beer together, and he said, you know what? He pulled a Tom Casale. Quinn enters the league as the third best quarterback.
Well, obviously,
write it down.
Obviously,
yeah,
he's thinking Tommy Brady and Peyton Manning are one and two. And then he'd be number three. But name some other quarterbacks who you know are just better.
Carson Palmer.
One. Yeah.
Very good player.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's...
We'll be here all day.
I mean
Brady Quinn was a very good college quarterback.
I mean, just going off players that we think are better than a guy who hasn't taken a snap
right.
yet. Chad Pennington, Jake DeLome.
McNabb.
Donovan McNabb, certainly.
Philip
Rivers,
sure.
Drew Brees,
Vince
Drew
Young,
Brees.
Drew Brees,
Jay Cutler.
All right, so it's a pretty bold statement to make that. I mean,
right.
there are some good.
Alex
it's not
Smith,
like this
Matt
is
Hasselbeck.
A. You know, there aren't a lot of good quarterbacks in the league at this point in time.
Matt Castle.
I mean, just to make a comment
Schaub.
Like that over a guy who has yet to
Schaub.
Take a snap. I'll give him the nod over Michael Vick. How's that sound? I'll give Brady Quinn the nod over Michael
and
Vick.
And Steve McNair.
Oh, and Steve McNair, good call, Andy.
Karthik says, can someone give a sleeping dose to Frank? We need Tom and Andy to speak up here, and Frank, you can wake up when the excitement is over and when we need some entertainment. Screw Karthik.
Well, I think Reggie Nelson is an intriguing player right now because he's that guy that's, people said would fall. I mean, he's there, Branch is there, a lot of guys fallen. The Goose was right.
Tennessee, who do they take? Corner?
Well, I had Ted Ginn slotted here, but apparently he went about 6 hours ago.
He went about 10 picks too early.
Our lad says Tennessee taking Chris Houston.
I would think a corner with you lose Pac-Man. Does Houston return too?
Yes.
Revis would have been the better fit for them.
I think they need
No, I think this would be a good pick, Chris Houston right here, but I don't know if he'll go there.
I think a cornerback would be a good pick, but I think they need some weapons too for Vinci. They lost their running backs. They lost some wide receivers.
But who do you go with here?
I don't know, Dwayne Bowe?
Could be. That's why
I would go Bo next.
But I only say Bo because that's the god of all mock drafts.
He's the
Goose.
Next best receiver.
But I would like to have seen their war room when Ted Ginn went ninth. They probably were throwing pens down. You got to be kidding me.
I think they probably felt like not only they could get
returner.
Ginn. Yes.
Right.
For
which
Pac-Man
is what he
Jones.
Is right now, a returner and a developmental receiver. And that would have been perfect for them and Vince Young.
Jarek in Toronto says that the Bears need a quarterback like Brady Quinn. Should the Pats trade down from the 24th? Bears have a second-round pick at 37 to add to the swap.
Jerry Angelo will give Bill anything he wants.
Hey, totally off the topic here, Andy. Did you happen to see that Mike Reese had a kind of a throwaway line in one of his stories today talking about the Patriots' continued efforts in free agency contacted Chris Brown,
yes.
The guy that you and I, you especially, were
BFW
talking about
right
way
again.
Back before free agency started as a guy potentially that they could be interested in as a backup running back. Just thought... throwing that out there. They're still looking at that. Interesting, I think, in light of what you talked about yesterday with Sammy Morris and your interview with Sammy Morris and his desire
Falk
to do some of those Kevin Falk type things. Maybe they don't really look at Sammy Morris as a backup running back per se, the way Dylan was last year, and they're still looking for that, and they have some other things in mind for Sammy Morris.
And, Paul, not having that second-round pick, unless they really take a running back in the third round here, I don't think you're going to get a backup type here in the draft. So
they're all third down types.
Yeah, so bringing in Tony Hunt to me, maybe Lorenzo Booker would be the two, Brian Leonard, but they're second round picks probably. So bringing in a veteran makes sense because I don't think they're going to get one out of the draft.
Okay. Matt from Springfield says, bring on Randy Moss. You can never have enough weapons. I think the Jets are stupid for these little mind games with the Pats a la the Randall he is gay situation. They are too busy worrying about us when there's 30 other NFL teams. Eric, the Mangini is childish. By the way, congrats on the kiddies. I had one of my own.
Congratulations back at you.
Can I do what I tend to do best, and according to the listeners, and be defensive?
Yeah, he doesn't like when Patriots fans make fun of other teams.
I thought you were going to go eat there.
No, but can...
Oh, I should have gone eat there.
Go ahead, Paul.
What?
Proceed.
I try to... You know,
always hurts more coming from Tom.
You know,
sorry.
he's so predictable. Whenever you say something, I try to predict what he's going to say next, and I went with eat instead of talk.
Now, the report on ESPN said that the Patriots were also interested in getting to number 14 when the Jets did so. Why are we automatically going to make the assumption that the Jets only did it in reaction to the Patriots trying to get there? Why do we not say the Patriots are preoccupied with what the Jets are doing, and they tried to do it when they found out the Jets were interested in moving up to 14, and they tried to get involved late and couldn't do it? Would that be a possibility?
Could be.
It could be, but why would you choose that possibility instead of the other one?
I'm not, but I'm wondering why we would assume the other.
Here we go.
Why are we assuming the other is true is my question.
Because we're Patriots fans.
Okay.
Who we trust.
Right.
I mean, Eric
was once great, and then he became the Jets coach.
Personally, I don't think either one of them had anything to do. I think it was probably just a coincidence that both of those teams were interested in moving up to 14.
All right, we should be getting a Tennessee announcement soon. The clock has run out. In the meantime, Hank in Poland Springs says fullback Brian Leonard could be picked in the third by the Pats. That's all he has to say.
I don't think he'll be there.
I don't think he'll be there.
What's that, 91?
I think the run you're going to see in the second round is going to be the running backs. I think Leonard, I think Booker.
Started at the 12th pick with the Bills.
Yeah. The Bills didn't get that memo, so they took Lynch at 12. But to be honest with you, I don't see much difference between Lynch and some of the guys we just mentioned going in the second round.
Todd Porter writes in, he says, if Alan Branch is on the board when the Patriots pick, do they take him?
No.
Why?
I would consider it.
That would be a huge
I think
lip.
Branch is a monster.
I like Alan Branch,
just,
too.
Where's he going to play? What are you going to do with him? And you're still going to have holes at linebacker and in the secondary.
I think he's a legitimate backup nose tackle potential and can play, I think, either of the end spots.
I do, too.
I agree with all of that, but we have needs.
All right, Goodell is at the podium.
We have needs. Who's going to fill those needs?
You.
With the 19th pick in the 2007 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans take Michael Griffin, safety
there you
in
go.
Texas.
Well,
there goes Andy's
Michael
draft
Griffin.
Day.
I'm bummed out now.
Yep.
Okay, there's half of most of our mock drafts gone, right?
Well, he would have been a good pick. Just shows we saw good value at 24 with Michael Griffin.
You spell ouch, O-U-C-H?
Yes.
no spell check on here.
Let's see. The guy from Poland Springs also says that our site is user-friendly. And you guys offer a perfect blend to the rabid fan types of the Pats.
Well, thanks. Well, Fred is one of the rabid fan types.
And I'm reading on the DraftCast on ESPN, they have a live draft chat with a bunch of their scout types.
Yeah, that's where I got C-Bags in Canada.
Well, Gary Horton is a guy, he's pretty well-respected. He evidently felt Leon Hall and Revis were the only two highly rated cornerbacks. He thought there was a clear difference between those two and the rest, because he really liked, he thought Hall would go higher, was surprised that Revis was the first to go, but said there was a clear cut. They were the only two that were that highly rated. And he was saying that Cincinnati absolutely needed a corner and thought it was a great
right.
pick.
Yeah, I don't really like Ross, and Houston...
I didn't like Ross at all.
I think is pretty good, but I have my concerns about the zone coverage. That's the one thing I worry about with him.
That's a legitimate concern, because all we saw him was playing in the shirt of the receiver
banging,
that
banging.
He was
he wants to try to play like Ty Law immediately.
And he's small,
I saw Ty
too.
Law get a lot of penalties.
And he's
what
small
think,
to play that style in the NFL, I believe.
But even that, I mean, if he's in the guy's face, he's going to get a lot of flags thrown his way if he plays that way, especially when he's going up against, you know, some established veteran receiver who's complaining to the refs. You're going to see a lot of yellow getting thrown that direction.
All right. Let's
also,
see.
Could Reggie Nelson be on his way if he gets by Jacksonville?
To New England?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no question. I think safety is a very good pick, and I think there's some talent there. Nelson, I think, is a little more free. Line him up in the slot, play some corner. Wilson and Nelson on the field at the same time. What are they doing? Oh, crazy versatility there. I think that'd be a good backfield.
If it's Davis, if it's David Harris or Reggie Nelson, who do you
Reggie
guys
Nelson.
Like?
Reggie Nelson.
Yeah,
I don't think David Harris is
a second. I love Reggie Nelson.
I think David Harris is a next-tier prospect. I think Nelson is at the
That's
end of the good ones.
Nelson.
Harris is at the beginning of the second tier. So if I can get both those, if I can get Nelson 24 and Harris 28, then I'm happy again.
They have a thing on NFL Network now, Brandon Merriweather dropping. Where was he supposed to go?
to Dallas at 23.
They haven't picked yet.
Or 22 or wherever they pick.
Yeah, our lads has him going 29, so it's no drop yet. Let's see. Sam says, question, what teams can you see that might take Brady Quinn? He's slipping incredibly quickly. They say he's hidden himself away from the media. I'd feel sorry for the guy, but I sort of feel like it's karmic justice for calling out Jamarcus Russell in the media.
Okay, so, sorry, I just wanted to say, Jacksonville traded out, right, with Denver.
Yeah.
So were they saying, well, Cincinnati, Tennessee, and the Giants aren't going to take a quarterback. So not only can we get a steal of Brady Quinn, we can trade down and get a steal of Brady Quinn.
Pick up picks for later in the draft.
Because you knew none of Denver wasn't.
You knew Cincinnati, Tennessee, and the Giants were not going to take a quarterback.
Maybe, but were they thinking we like Moss or a safety, and if there'll be a safety on the board when we go back to 21, because safety is a position they were looking at, too.
I think that's more dangerous, because I think the second best safety just went off the board. Now you're looking at the third, and you're rolling the dice there. If they did the Quinn thing, I think it's a very good deal.
The Quinn if they had Quinn in mind, to back up Andy's point, the only fear they would have had is somebody jumping up ahead of them in one of those three teams, which still could happen with someone could trade with the Giants now.
Let's see. I think the guy will still be a great quarterback. This is Brady Quinn. And probably better than Russell, but it is possible he might even slip out of the first round. Is it possible he might slip out of the first round?
I can't see him
getting by the Chiefs. What about Joe Staley? He hasn't gone yet. He was a guy we heard was on the rise.
Yeah, but he rose, and now he's back to where he probably should have
been. No, I know, but I'm saying, is he a possibility for the Patriots now?
Yes.
Why not? This one's to you, Tom. Will Dallas draft Brady, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Man?
Will the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I don't know. According to Jerry Jones, they're Super Bowl ready, so I guess all they need is a backup quarterback, probably. It wouldn't be a terrible pick in my mind at 22. We don't know if Romo can play, so they're definitely a possibility. If he gets by Dallas 23, you got to think with the Chiefs or a trade-up. Sooner or later, this guy's got to be taken. He's a quarterback. He's the second-ranked quarterback on most people's boards. At some point, he's got to go.
Okay.
That's my draft analysis for today. That's why they're paying me the big bucks.
Let me recap, Tom. Brady Quinn at some point will be drafted today.
Yes.
Okay, good.
No. He's maybe.
I'll tell you right now, he's not reaching day two. I'll write it down as a Pro Football Talk would say.
A lot of people upset that Michael Griffin.
Yes, on the blog as well. Very upset.
You should be.
He would have been a perfect Patriot. Staley could be a candidate for the Giants, by the way. Yes. Giants need a tackle.
Yes, they do.
Let's see.
Yeah,
Justin,
you're right. That's where he goes, Paul.
Justin in Alaska asked Andy.
I'm writing
this
it down
is specifically
now.
A question for Andy. He says, given your experience, expertise, and exquisite knowledge of the NFL and women, I feel we are a bit thin at running back. Do you see any second, though we don't have one, or third rounders that we could pick up? Or do you think a free agent is out there that we could pick up today for our 28th and a couple of their picks next year?
I think the free agent would be Chris Brown. I've said that all along. I think he's a guy, because of the injuries, you get value as a backup guy, has been a starter, could carry the load for a couple weeks if you needed him to. A guy in the draft I fell in love with is Lorenzo Booker. I think at worst, he's your long-term Kevin Falk replacement playmaker. At best, he splits carries, and he's a thunder and lightning kind of duo with Maroney be a Tiki.
If you were the GM at Buffalo, not that it would make much difference at this point, you probably would have taken Booker at 12 over Marshawn Lynch.
Probably.
And like I said, I don't think it would have been that big of a difference. So
no, I would have said, I'm not an idiot. I'll take the guy in the second round. But, yeah, I like Booker a lot. I don't know if he'll be available at 91 by the time they come back around. I don't think necessarily the need is there to trade up to get him with some of the other needs this team has. But if he's on the clock in the third round, I wouldn't hesitate to take him.
Tom, you're a big Giants fan. Who do they pick with this?
Joe Staley. That's a lock.
You think they're
going to write that down right now. Put it in your book.
Joe Staley.
Fred's never heard of him.
Okay.
He's a tackle, Fred.
He really hasn't heard of him.
All right. Let's see. Brad from St. John says, oh, man, I had 1A Michael Griffin and 1B David Harris, 3 Darius Walker, and 4 Zach Diossi. But now maybe Reggie Nelson. And he says, pity poor Brady Quinn.
Hey, maybe the Titans did this just to get back at the Patriots. Maybe they said, hey, we know the Patriots want Griffin. We kind of like him. We don't care for what they did here last year. Take that. Because I know that the Fisher and the Titans, they are not happy with the Patriots. So maybe this was a little screw job. Think so?
No. I think they liked Michael Griffin and think he's a pretty good football player.
I was going to say, I have a little bit too much respect with Jeff Fisher to think he's making his picks out of spite.
But don't you think the fans might eat that up with a spoon?
Sure. Run with it. Go with it.
All right. Let's see. This is Phil from Germany, he says. The guy who sent you the Madden audio file last year.
Thank you for that, Phil.
Did we get a Madden audio file?
We appreciate it. I don't know what you're talking about, Fred.
He says I'm asking you guys. Gary, did we get it?
You're the one who gets the emails.
You sent that?
Thank you,
I
Phil.
I was thinking, okay, we get the extra. Whoa, what happened?
Yeah, he got it, Gary. I think that if Quinn is still on the board with the 24th pick, then Romeo is on the phone to the Pats for the trade.
Indeed.
If so, I think the Browns would offer a very nice package, and we make the deal.
Indeed.
With the 28th pick, I have the Pats taking Reggie Nelson and going after Houston in the second round from the Browns. I don't see them taking Harris. Saying that we'll probably take a tight end who will become an all-pro.
What?
I don't know what that means. I think the Jets overreacted with their trade. The Dolphins didn't react and go after Quinn, and the Bills just suck. Keep up the great work and keep bitching amongst one another.
We'll do that.
Did the Giants pick yet?
No. They're coming up now, right?
The Giants are, the clock is out on the Giants, so.
About two.
This is a Joe Staley offensive tackle, Central Michigan, my sources are telling me.
Joe Staley, huh?
Fred's never heard of him.
We can't listen to the TV, so they probably said it, someone else is going to the Giants, and I'm looking like a jerk.
Adam Schefter probably said, it's a lock.
Well, that's the Goose's pick, Joe Staley.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm just looking at it right here.
I'm feeling good then. Because
apparently the Goose is having a pretty good day for himself.
He is having a pretty good day. Not a great day, but a pretty good one.
How's he done so far? Well, Kuiper, I know he was 4-for-4 in the
Kuiper
top.
Says if you can get 12 right, that's
specifically.
Good. Kuiper's number is 12. If you can get 12 right, you had a good mock draft. I think we got two.
We did not have a good mock draft.
Right now he has 9.
Nine on the nose?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
So he's looking for 3 more.
And he has Joe Staley, so that's a possibility.
We got the commish.
All right, commish.
He has
up.
A couple others that are already off the board.
The New York Giants selecting 20th in the 2007 NFL Draft. Select Aaron Ross.
Just like I said.
Cornerback, Texas.
Aaron Ross.
Not even the same side of the ball.
That means he can't get 21, he can't get 22, he can't get 23.
The Goose is going through a dry stretch here.
The Goose is just took a hit right
Goose
there.
Goose is cooked. Aaron Ross, though.
Aaron Ross for
I don't
the
like
Giants.
I don't like the
That's
pick.
A good Giants pick, though.
Well, Tom is very happy right now because he doesn't like the Giants, and they just made a bad pick.
I thought that's a little too high for Ross. You guys watched tape and did everything I did. Do you think he's in the same boat with Chris Houston?
No.
Because I don't.
I don't think he's a first-round corner.
Our lads does.
Of course they do.
Although they do have Chris Houston higher.
He, obviously he won the, what is it called? Is it the Thorpe? Best defensive back or whatever?
Are you doing anything about him right now?
But,
Go ahead.
I just, not a great pick. Not in love with the pick.
No, I think it's a lot of these. I guess you know what, Andy?
There's not enough picks.
You know what? What we heard at the combine is true. This draft is so kind of weird that these crazy picks keep popping up because teams are targeting a specific player.
Right.
And it's just a hard draft to predict.
There's not enough depth.
There's a lot of head scratchers at this point.
All right, we'll scratch our head and go to a break. The email is webradio@patriots.com. We'll see you after the break.
When you got a lineman size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Breaks a tackle. Extra points.
experiences, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Benjamin Watson. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed in helmet limited to 400 qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Oh, now a shot! Unbelievable! 3-2, Taylor Twellman!
Wear what the pros wear, exclusively from the Revolution Pro Shop. Conveniently located at Gillette Stadium, it's the perfect place to get all of your official New England Revolution apparel. The Revolution Pro Shop features apparel made by Adidas, the official apparel provider of the MLS. Everything from jerseys and sweatshirts to hats and jackets. Give your jersey a kick by having the Pro Shop customize it with the name and number of your favorite player, or the name and number of your choice. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open to the public from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Can't get to the stadium? The Revolution Online Pro Shop is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player or coach wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room. This is PFW in progress.
The pressures, and I'm not judging them, I'm not labeling them, but they are destroying your potential. There are no more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the presence of greatness.
Paul Perillo.
Double burger.
Just had a double burger.
You shut up. I know what you ordered. I was there.
So give me that sandwich.
You mean your sandwich? I bought it.
Can I have my food now, please?
Here's your double burger.
Mikey, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Mikey, Davey, Timmy, Tommy, Joey, Robbie, Johnny.
And Andy. And Andy?
Former winners include Nobel laureates, Fields Medal winners, renowned astrophysicists, and lowly.
Andy Hart.
Well, that's all. If you have any questions, I'm sure that Tom has the answers.
Some guy named Tom.
Look, you're my best friend, so don't take this the wrong way. 20 years if you're still living here. Coming over to my house to watch the Patriots game, I'll kill you.
PFW in progress.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Hey, afternoon delight.
All right, this is an afternoon delight for a draft, Nick. It's Draft 07, and we're covering it live here from Gillette Stadium, the Patriots press box high above the field, which is painted for the Revolution. Do they have their home opener tomorrow? I think so. Something like that. 2 weeks ago? Oh, they already had a game here? Oh, okay. Well, it looks like they're going to have another game. But Roger Goodell is at the podium. Let's hear what he has to say.
With the 21st pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Reggie Nelson, safety, Florida.
Well, there goes Reggie Nelson. Guys, any surprise there?
No, not at all.
Tom had that one right on.
And the Cowboys are a team that wants to trade down, and Cleveland's looking to trade up. This could be it right here.
Okay, Dallas is on the clock. Patriots, let's see, two picks away. We'll see what happens there. The email address is webradio@patriots.com. It's webradio@patriots.com, and we'll be here until 6 o'clock Eastern time covering the draft. And Patriots still holding with two picks in the first round, the 24th and the 28th pick. Will they trade down? I guess the possibility of trading up at this point is pretty much gone. But trading down is still a possibility. So we're getting pretty close.
And the two players that the Cowboys are interested in are Spencer and Merriweather, the two players that would also interest the Patriots. So it'll be interesting to see if they take the trade from Cleveland, because I'm sure they're on the phone right now talking to the Browns. And if not, is it the Patriots, like Andy's been saying for the last 2 hours? Is it the Patriots and Browns who make the deal, and Brady Quinn finally goes, and the Patriots pick up extra picks? It'll be interesting to see here, because obviously the Browns are interested in moving back up.
Okay, well, we're on pick 22, and Alan Branch, the defensive tackle for Michigan, still available.
And he should be the pick here by the Cowboys, but he won't be, because they don't know what they're doing.
Okay, webradio@patriots.com. Justin in Alaska says, Tom is right. Jeff Fisher is angry at Vinny Testaverde for the run-up of the score. So Fisher looked to see who he wanted, Griffin, and took him. Excellent deduction. Now we need to evaluate our 06 schedule to see who else will try to purposely screw us?
There's probably a lot of teams on that list.
Okay. All right, Dallas is on the clock. 11 minutes left on the clock.
Owen Jones will use it all because he'll pretend he knows what he's doing.
Well, he's fielding calls. You know, he's making deals.
Yeah, he's probably ordering pizza.
All right. Let's see. Some guys that are first-round projections that are still available. Of course, we mentioned Alan Branch.
By the way, that was good. That was a I kind of said good move by the Broncos earlier to get up to get Jarvis Moss because I think he's a good fit. But that was a great trading by the Jaguars because Nelson was a guy they wanted all along. They traded down a few spots, picked up some picks, and still got their man. So that was a good move by Jacksonville.
I'm going to name a name. I'm going to name a name. You guys tell me if you think they're possible picks for the Patriots at 24 or 28. Chris Houston.
Yes.
Paul Poluzny.
Yes.
Poluzny.
Can't you even try to get it right?
Anthony Spencer.
Yes.
Dwayne Bowe.
Yes.
I don't think he's a possibility in the first round.
Marcus McCauley, defensive corner.
None.
Lenny Mangolia. How about John Beeson?
I think he's a possibility.
We all said that David Harris might be a pick, so he's available. Brandon Merriweather, you mentioned him.
Yep. Yep.
How about Robert Meacham?
No.
No.
How about, Staley's still available, but no?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
No,
yeah.
Okay. I'll go a little bit.
I think that's a big
possibility. How about Justin Blaylock?
No.
Ray McDonald?
No.
All right, we'll
wrap
this up.
I know who Ray McDonald is.
Florida.
The other DN from Moss.
Oh, okay.
How about the corner from UNLV, Eric Wright?
No, none.
Okay.
Intriguing athleticism, but no, I agree with Tom.
Dwayne Jarrett, you think he's a possible pick?
No.
Nope, not for
I don't think a wide receiver is a possibility in the first round, but that's just my opinion.
Okay.
A lot of other people think they're going to take Anthony Gonzalez.
One of those people is not me.
Yeah, I just don't think that wide receiver in the first round makes a lot of sense.
Especially Hank and Poland Springs, I
prospect.
Believe the Pats would trade down.
A good point.
If Nelson or
what about Greg Olson?
He's still tight available.
Yeah.
He's tight end.
I don't think he makes any sense for the same reason
I
wide
either.
Receiver doesn't.
I mean, we all know Dave Thomas broke his foot, but from what I hear, it's not something that's going to affect him that much. So it looks like, you know, they've got three pretty good tight ends, each with different abilities, but a good, you know, a good core of tight ends there.
What about
why.
The center from USC?
Ryan Khalil?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a guy that's
a good prospect.
No.
Yeah. I don't think a center makes any sense either, though.
Trade.
Okay. Let's see.
And Adam Schefter is saying that the Browns are trying to move up with the Cowboys right now.
All right.
A first-round pick next year the Browns are offering. If I'm the Cowboys, I don't know what the discussion is about. That deal should have been made already.
What do you guys think about Brandon Seiler? This is one of our emailers.
He's a later round.
Yeah, second,
he's a
third.
Good
and that
player.
Area.
I just don't know if he's worth taking up here. I agree with the boys.
Okay. Dallas has about, a little under 8 minutes left.
This has got to be a trade here because everyone in Dallas has been saying that they want to trade down. Here's Cleveland wanting to come up for Quinn. This has got to be the move right here.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. How's the blogging going?
Good.
Tremendous. Yeah.
We're approaching 25,000 hits.
Now, people have to understand, though, on these blogs, when you post something, it's not necessarily, it doesn't become a chat room, right?
Yeah, we can't answer questions like I have been doing all week. We're just too busy right now.
So if people are asking questions in the chat room, I mean, in the blog, which I know that they are, and you're not getting responses, please, it's not because we're not reading them, or it's just because we're a little bit tied up right now.
Fred, can I swear on this blog? Because I just saw Robert Meacham, and if the Cowboys...
Wait, you love Meacham.
There could be some F-bombs on this baby.
I thought you loved Meacham. Check your notes. I think you loved him early on.
Well, Tom, you know the Cowboys as well as anyone.
As Jerry Jones.
Is Tony Romo the guy? Is he the guy long-term?
They think he is. I can't answer that because I haven't seen him play enough. They believe he is, but this is a team that is known for knee-jerk reactions, but they did bring in Brad Johnson, so I got to give him credit there. At least they got a little bit of security blanket. But if he's not, your team is still set back another 3-4 years. You got to draft or go out and get a young quarterback. So they better hope he is, or they're in trouble.
Or they take Brady Quinn.
Let's see. Mr. Quiet writes in. He says, the Titans taking Michael Griffin broke my heart, so I feel your pain, Andy Hart. I feel we should now take Chris Houston at 24 and David Harris at 28. I don't like Brandon Merriweather. First, the Titans hurt my favorite defender, Rodney Harrison. Then they draft the man I thought would be the best candidate to replace him. May they never have success again. Let's get us some defenders.
I wouldn't be upset with those two picks. Chris Houston and David Harris, 24 and 28. I would take that.
Okay.
How do you guys feel?
Yeah.
Well, I like Chris Houston. I think everybody else does, too.
Yeah.
You know, Andy already mentioned
the one concern.
The one concern. But, you know, I think you could teach. You know, he's in a good
Houston?
Spot.
He's, in my opinion, the top-rated corner in the draft. I just, the way he handled those bigger receivers, Jarrett and Bo and those guys last year in the SEC, I think he's got a heck of a lot of potential, and you put him in the right defensive system with Belichick and those guys, I think he'd do a great job here.
And by anyone's rankings, the top, say, three or four of the top six or seven or eight wide receivers in this draft were in the SEC last year.
Right.
So he had a lot of experience going up against those guys, and he obviously handled himself pretty well.
You guys don't like Puzluzny.
No,
right.
I don't like Puzluzny.
You don't?
I don't hate him.
I think he's a good player. I just don't like him in the first round. I don't
good
think
he's college
that good.
Player, probably a good pro if you get him a little later, not going to live up to a first-round draft pick, I don't think.
I heard someone compare him to Shane Conlin, which probably isn't fair because, you know, I'm wondering, are you comparing the style of play or are you simply comparing
school.
The fact that he's a Penn State linebacker? But, you know, those kind of, you know, overachieving type guys, I don't think necessarily have long shelf lives. Shane Conlon
like
Zach was a
Thomas.
Yeah, all right. So you give me one exception to the rule. Shane Conlon was a terrific player coming out
Where
of college.
Where was Zach Thomas drafted?
And he was a fifth round, by the way.
Thank you.
Out of Texas.
Give
Tech.
Me Paul Puzluzny in the third, fourth, or fifth round, and I'm all for it.
But I just think Shane Conlon was a pretty good player when
guy.
He was when he was coming.
He
into
overachieved
the league.
In college. Zach Thomas is overachieving in the pros. Your first-round pick, you don't overachieve. You have to achieve. That's what you draft guys to do.
So
achieve.
Then he would be an
produce.
Underachieving guy.
In the pros, I think he's going to be an underachiever. He's an overachiever in college. He has maximized it.
You think so?
He's got chicken legs.
No.
He doesn't do as much legs as you do, Fred.
Right.
I don't know what you
have
want me to
see
tell
Brian
you.
Brian Urlacher's Fred. Legs?
Instead of...
No, I don't check
Brian
out other
Urlacher
men.
Is, not is
have
a physical...
He doesn't have big legs.
You are kidding me. He's an
the
absolute physical specimen.
He's a big guy.
Well, you
I haven't
what
checked
you want,
out his legs.
Think
I mean,
what
I don't
you
know.
Want of the guy as a player, but he's a monster for the position in terms of size.
Dan Morgan's legs.
Dan Morgan is small.
Dan Morgan is very small,
and not
but
surprisingly,
I don't think his legs.
And not surprisingly,
and
he spent
hurt.
His entire career being injured,
right.
Which is what I'm talking about.
And I don't think Puzluzny's as fast as Dan Morgan.
How do you spell buffoon?
F-R-E-D.
How do you spell buffoon?
F-R-A-N-K.
You guys are a bunch of morons. I'm not even going to talk on this
show. B-U-F-F-O-O-N.
He can't spell buffoon, but he's calling us
But we're the idiots.
I never said I was a good speller.
Ben from Boxborough. Don't the Chiefs have Brody Croyle as their franchise quarterback? I'm just wondering for the fact that they have been mentioned by the talking heads as Quinn's possible destination. Personally, for the sake of a good story, I want to see Quinn go to the Browns. Why is that a good story?
I want to see him go to Cleveland, too, because I think that would... first of all, I like Romeo Crennel, and I think that would be a nice draft for them.
From Columbus.
Yeah.
An Ohio boy.
And I think, you know, Fred, to borrow your term that I used to be honest with you, I used to make fun of, but now I kind of... You've swayed me. I think Cleveland is one of those teams, Fred. I think it's good for the league that Cleveland has a viable team. You know, like you say about Notre Dame and college football.
Right.
We talked about Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. I think that's one of those teams. Cleveland, I think it'd be good for the league if Cleveland is a viable team. So, you know, I hope that they get good.
Now, you put them like, I think it's always good for Dallas to be good. Because
well,
I think
yeah.
it's good. I think it's good for the Yankees to be good. You put Cleveland up there?
I think Cleveland is
I mean,
is
they have
those,
a great fan base.
Yeah, well, that's why. I think that they have a traditional team. Maybe not for the same reasons as a Dallas. Like you in terms of the way you just put it.
Because people hate them.
Right.
That's,
but I think Cleveland
yeah, but
is a team that they deserve. I mean, I just,
Paul Brown.
I think it's one of the traditional.
Like historic.
You know what I mean? Maybe I'm
yes.
not putting it right.
I do.
You know, maybe because Andy's orange shirt today. I don't know. I just think it's one of those traditional teams
like
that's been around for, you know, years and years. They haven't really been very good since they've come back and, you know, in the expansion. I think they need to, you know, they need to find some success there. In Cleveland, and I think that'd be good for the overall
Plus, it's
league.
The one black mark on Bill Belichick's career. He drove that franchise into the ground, forced him to move.
Oh, it was him and not Modell.
Speaking of driving teams into the ground, where are the Cowboys picking?
2 minutes and 9 seconds.
1 minute,
1 minute
and
19
seconds.
If that's Robert Meacham, you want to read the blog. I'll put it that way. He's my most overrated player in this draft. The thing, and it was pointed out to me by Andy Hart. I'll give credit where credit is due. He's the one that showed me the flaws in his game. I agree with him 100%. And if the Cowboys take him here, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, they're certainly letting it go down to the wire. There's under a minute left.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is eating a hot dog. He's trying to pretend that he knows what he's doing.
No one could go on a tirade before the pick is even made, like Tom does.
Who would be a good pick right now?
Alan Branch.
Okay, the clock, they've
Brandon Merriweather, Anthony Spencer. Those would all be good picks.
Oh, they made a trade. Is this a trade?
Oh,
Cleveland's on the clock.
Cleveland traded in to take Quinn.
Now I got to praise the Cowboys?
Cleveland's on the clock.
I'll tell you what, the post I had was much funnier than the post I'm going to be making now.
This is big now. We're going to have to wait for Goodell to explain this one. Cleveland's on the clock. That means Dallas has traded with them.
Honeymoon's over for young Mr. Tony Romo.
We'll see. Because
Brady Quinn is nipping at his... I mean, he's the first round...
Hi-ho, they just made a trade. Oh, yeah. You just pulled a Fred.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I was thinking they drafted him.
Such an idiot. Well, we'll see. I mean, is that to draft him? I don't know.
I got to think this is to draft him.
Because they're figuring Kansas City's going to take
him. Right.
Right.
But the Brody Croyle thing, by the way, he was the guy of the future out of default. I mean, Trent Green's 111 and
well, here comes Goodell.
David
Hewitt's
no
spring chicken. Let's listen to the details of this trade.
With the 22nd pick in the NFL, 2000 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Brady Quinn, quarterback, Notre Dame.
Well, Quinn is off the board, but we don't have the details of the trade. We'll have to wait for that. Maybe somebody can effort that. Let me see what...
Good draft for the Browns so far. I like what they're doing. Plus, he stays in family.
I think that's terrific for Cleveland.
Nice story. Sell some tickets. Everybody's going to be happy.
No,
the
that's,
owner,
that's good
the
for
coach.
Him. That's good for Quinn. It's
finally
the perfect
goes.
Place for him to go.
Now, the only thing I don't...
They talk
have
about
new...
him being an all-weather player. And
but they have a new coordinator, right? Who did they hire?
I can't think of who it was. It is. They do have a new coordinator.
Because my question would be similarities to what he ran in college in the Weiss system. Did Romeo bring in somebody who's using anything similar to...
I'm not sure. I'd like to see this trade, though, to see what they gave up, because it sounds like a first next year, probably the second this year. That's probably what it is.
I thought I heard a third. I thought I heard Schefter say something about a third.
I don't know if it's updated or not. I just checked the second round in the ESPN draft track. It still lists Cleveland at four. That may just not be updated yet, though. I don't know.
So that means the Cowboys made a bad trade.
Instead of just waiting to see if it was updated or not, we're just going to assume it was
you,
a bad trade.
If they're still picking fourth in the second round, Browns could have a tremendous draft.
So you wouldn't
I'd shut that window,
if
too.
Wait a minute. If you're Dallas, you wouldn't make the trade straight up first round pick next year?
No.
Okay.
Because I think the Browns played a lot of close games last year, and I think they could win seven or eight games this year. So you're picking in the middle of round one. I'm thinking if you
make
that's
better than the pick that you just traded.
No,
what
I
if
know.
It's a first next year and a third this year.
A first
I'm
next year and a
sure
third
I
this
heard
year.
A third.
I don't like the pick.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're the Dallas Cowboys, right? You're one of those teams that are kind of on the fence here. You could go up. You could go down. You can get a player right now that can help you this year, an Anthony Spencer, a Brandon Merriweather, a guy like that that can help you get into the playoffs and make a run, and you're worried about next year? I'm sorry. That's not how you draft.
I'm not saying, first of all, I'm not nearly as passionate about this as you are for obvious reasons, but I think you see a lot of teams make trades for first-round picks in the 20s for a first-round pick the following year. I think you see that straight up quite often.
So if that pick is like 15, is that really that great of a trade? You went from 22 to 15 next year, and you're a team that's on the cusp of making some noise?
You certainly got a better pick than you traded.
Yeah, a little bit better, but what about this year?
What about it?
They still need some players?
But I'm just evaluating a trade on its surface. I mean, whether you still need players, I'm evaluating a trade. You traded less than you got. So why are you so up in arms about it?
I'm not getting what you're saying. I don't think
you're trading less value than you received. If you get the 15th pick next year, you got a better pick than you traded.
I say whoopee, you get picks next year. What about this year? This is a team that's trying to make some noise here. They got players there that could help them.
I'm not saying that. I'm not really weighing in whether or not I would do it. I'm assuming they got another pick in addition to the first round pick next year.
Well, have to wait and see the trade.
But my point is, I don't understand why you would be so adamantly opposed to getting a better pick. I mean,
because I think if you trade out of the first round, you should at least get a second round pick for this year.
And they may have.
And if they did, that's a good trade.
They may.
All right, let's
very
listen
well
to
have.
Roger Goodell.
Desperately about the game of football. And because of that, he's going to be an above-average NFL quarterback.
NFL Network
dropped the ball.
Yep.
Because Goodell just said something on ESPN that he didn't say on NFL Network.
Okay, we missed that. Let's go back to NFL Network for a second.
From the Cleveland Browns and next year's first. Well, they're very excited over the details of that trade. As you mentioned, Mike Mayock, it's likely to be, certainly with a young quarterback and a team that was picking as high as third this year, to be in that top 10 next year. But again, as you mentioned, Steve, this is the Cleveland Browns need to make a statement to their fans in Cleveland.
Yeah.
They need to go out and say, we understand that you're frustrated with what's happened with our drafting since we've come back in the league. We understand that you're frustrated we're picking third overall again. And you wanted Brady Quinn? Well, you got the left tackle, too. And the Dallas Cowboys were sitting there probably saying, you know what? We'll just go ahead and make our pick, and you can watch your guy go to the Kansas City Chiefs, even though you only need to give up a third-round pick this year.
Yeah.
You need to do a little bit better. And that's what just played out here at the draft.
Well, we know they're not going to have an early draft pick next year because they just traded it away. But this is a good statement, like you said, to have these two great players. And Brady Quinn is not the only young quarterback that has to improve his accuracy.
Okay.
That goes
so they traded the first next year and a third?
I think they got a third this year.
And a first next year.
Yeah, okay. That's the way
I'm always in favor of the Cowboys trading away picks because the players they get will be out of the league in 3 years anyways, let's be honest. So does it really matter?
But in all likelihood, the Browns are not going to make a huge jump, so the pick will be the same or a little bit better for the Cowboys next year, right?
Yeah, I think it'll probably
think
be in, that 15, in the 15 range.
I don't see Cleveland as
a
playoff team.
And you added a third. I think it's an okay trade.
In my opinion, I just think Jerry Jones tries to make too many trades so he looks smart. That's
what
I think.
But in this draft where maybe they didn't really have a guy, maybe Meacham.
Here's my thing. You have DeMarcus Ware, okay? Now, Anthony Spencer was a guy they supposedly liked. You get him, you put him on the other side, you put Carpenter in the middle. Now, all of a sudden, your defense could be scary. Now, you still only have one pass rusher. You know what I'm saying? So, you still have holes you need to fill. Where are you going to fill them? Is there going to be a guy in the second round?
What if
maybe they
trade
drop?
Up in the second or something?
They could still do that, but I think sometimes Jerry Jones tries to outsmart himself.
They got the 36 pick second round and a 2008 first rounder.
They got the second-round pick?
Yep. From second 36th round. Overall. It's
oh.
So now that's a good trade.
A much better trade now.
See, now Paul was arguing with me for no reason. He's trying to start rumors over there.
All right.
I didn't start a rumor, by the way. I told you it. I had no idea what the trade was.
You were telling me third round.
No, that was me.
Karthik says...
First time ever you defended me. Karthik
says he knows who the Patriots are taking. He says they're getting Chris Houston if he's available. And he says, Paul, if you didn't know, Cleveland is going to sack Romeo after this year, so your point will become meaningless. Maybe Bill Cowher will have another young quarterback in another 16 years to win a Super Bowl.
What was my point?
We ask ourselves that same question all the time.
My point was I think it's good for the league that Cleveland has a viable franchise.
I agree with that 100%.
It has nothing at all to do with Romeo Crennel, other than the fact that I like Romeo Crennel.
Love
but
him.
I think this gives Romeo Crennel a few more years because now you got a new quarterback, so you always have
the thing.
Heck,
it does.
Yeah, I'm not sure it does.
I think it goes
the other way.
I think
it tightens the noose.
Yeah, and here's where I agree with the emailer. I think that chances are that Bill Cowher is the coach of the Cleveland Browns in 2008.
You don't think that now there's a built-in excuse? Hey, well, we have to wait for this guy to develop?
No, I think there's an immediate pressure.
So here's another guy that should be a starter on day one. Brady Quinn?
Yep.
He's going to be a starter at some point in year one. I don't know what day that will be.
Day one. If he's not hurt, if he doesn't hold out, if he has a normal training camp, he starts opening day.
Supposed to be the most NFL-ready quarterback that's entered the league in a while.
No, not NFL-ready. He is the third-best quarterback in the National Football League. Charlie told Vic Carucci. I'm pretty sure he probably told Romeo.
Jarek says, now that Griffin, Nelson, Timmons, and Ross are gone, should we trade our pick?
Well, to who now? Unless there's... Who knows? This draft has got me dumbfounded.
I think you have Houston. You have
There's a lot
Beeson,
of good players.
Harris. I mean, a lot of the guys that were talked
Staley,
about.
If they want to go offensive tackle. I mean, I know, Paul, you said you don't think they'll go receiver, but if they were going to go in that direction, those guys are still on the board. There's tons of players they
Bo,
can go after.
Rice, Gonzalez. There's
Meacham.
A lot of receivers that are in that neighborhood. Yeah.
I'm dying for them to draft Meacham to hear Andy go off. He doesn't like him.
If they do use the pick, what do you think of Lamar Woodley or Charles Johnson, the defensive end out of Georgia?
I'll pick up Woodley at the airport.
I like Woodley, and I think that he's one of those guys that maybe he doesn't have a position, like Thomas and Andy have been saying all along. But Belichick will find a way to get to maximize his value because he can play.
Oh, by the way, I think we might have broken the Cleveland-Dallas trade on our blog because I put that up like 30 minutes ago that it would happen. See, Fred, that's breaking news right here at PFW.
There you go. You got to read the blog. Wesley writes in, Puzzlesny is overrated. I don't see him translating into a top linebacker. He will go in the second round, not the first. If the Patriots don't take Beeson, do you see him being taken by Indy at 32 as a replacement for Cato June? And I know you guys have been high on Beeson for a long time, but now you guys seem to like David Harris better. What happened?
There's a better fit, and now we're going with our own instincts rather than things we've heard.
We were bamboozled.
And in terms of the other part of that, I think Beeson makes a ton of sense for Indy.
Sure.
You know, with that undersized, you know, athletic guy in the Tampa 2, I think he would be a good
fit
for Indy.
He's not truly fast.
I know he doesn't have a good 40 time, but I thought he played faster than his time. But, you know, what do I know? As Tom pointed out, I'm watching a soccer field.
I don't know where the spin starts and ends with John Beeson.
Yeah, I agree. But, Paul, I'll tell you right now, 23, the Chiefs, put it down. Joe Staley, mark it down. Write it in the book.
Yeah, did you get a cut of that retire? One?
Will Shields or one of those guys, one of those big O-linemen?
Shields did retire, yes.
Karthik says the winner of this draft, it's not going to be the Pats or the Colts or the Jets or any of the usual suspects. Cleveland managed getting Joe Thomas and Brady Quinn, which is awesome and surprising.
But they have to compete. I mean, they don't have to make the playoffs, but they have to somewhat compete, or next year you're giving up, you know, the sixth pick in the draft again.
Right.
So that for it to be a good draft, the team at least has to be competitive this year and get about 7 or 8 wins, I think.
All right. Sean in Tampa, Florida says, I can see the Patriots selecting Merriweather with the 24th pick and David Harris with the 28th. Do you think this is a possibility, or will one of the players be off the board prior to the Patriots selecting?
Well, I don't think so.
We only got one team.
Yeah, there's only one in between.
I think he's talking about both.
Right.
Oh. Merriweather, I don't love, but to me, he's more of a cover safety. Some people even think he could be a corner in the NFL. I didn't love what I saw from him. Harris, I like. The question is, what's the value? Is he a first-round pick? Is he an early second? Do you trade down? I think he's a perfect fit for the scheme. I think he could rotate in as a rookie and build upon that moving forward. But I think both guys would be decent picks at this point because, frankly, some of the guys we really liked aren't on the board.
Apparently, Frank, you're getting credit for breaking the Browns Cowboys trade on the blog.
Thank you.
Well done, Frank.
Let's see. Doug from Blackstone says, before the pick is made, and he's talking about the Patriots, of course, will it be a need pick or best available? I know the Pats like to mix it up, but what's your gut feeling? Need or best available?
I think it's going to be both.
Both. A mixture of both.
Unless they take a tight end.
Is Joe Staley, if he's there, is he a need pick or a best available?
I think you could make an argument of both, because I think that you could do your thing, Andy, that you talked about a couple of weeks ago. I mean, they've had the revolving door at right tackle. So I think you could make an argument that's a need. I think that's more of a value pick than maybe like a Merriweather or some of those other guys.
That's kind of where I was going with that.
But
I think if it's a linebacker or a safety, it's a little bit more need.
Right.
If it's like Staley, then it's a little bit more value.
But that's the key, because, you know, we've said it before. There's no such thing as pure anything, pure need or pure value.
If it was a pure value pick, it would be Greg Olsen. I mean, if you're talking pure value, it's going to be someone like
Alan Branch.
Yeah, or Alan Branch.
Yeah, I think you could put Alan Branch in that situation,
where Fred wants
too.
The guy.
Well, Fred's slipping, by the
your
way.
Your scenario is up, right?
All kinds of injury question marks about him.
Attitude,
stress
work,
fractures in his legs.
And apparently, based on what we can surmise, he must not have been very impressive in the interview and meeting process.
Because on tape, the guy's a machine.
Chris Ferreira is hearing all about the stress fractures. His people are telling him, stress fractures.
Well, once you have those, they you usually keep getting them.
I'll tell you what,
when you
some
weigh
people
340
don't
pounds.
Some people aren't willing to admit they're even stress fractures. They're saying that they were
chin splints,
which are very common in very tall men.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
You're looking at me like I have three heads. I'm just telling you what I read.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good football players who are going to go here at the end of round one and beginning of round two, I think, with Woodley and
But we've
Chris
now
Houston
reached the stretch where we said, you know, there's going to be a lot of good.
Yeah.
You can get some depth there. There's some guys in the 30s that might be better than the guys in the teens.
And I have to be honest, if I'm the Patriots at this point, I don't know if I trade.
Kansas City has 30 seconds left on the clock.
At this point, I'm thinking I'll take two players that are on the board that fit my system.
Let's see. Doug also says he just got here. What do you think of Miami's pick?
I like the player and I hate the pick.
Yeah.
Very succinct. Like the player, hate the pick.
All right. Let's see. Frederick writes in. I believe he's from Montreal, one of our emails.
Frank doesn't like your name, Frederick.
Would you prefer Staley or Houston at 24th, and any chance Harris is drafted between 25 and 27?
I would prefer Houston. And
Carolina could take Harris.
New Orleans, too.
Carolina definitely could take Harris.
Yeah, so there is a good chance he could get drafted. But Beeson's also on the clock, so that's what you got to throw in the mix there. Would they be more inclined to take a Beeson?
Okay.
Yeah. They already have a small guy from Miami. Maybe they want to replace him with a small guy from Miami.
Hank's been up in Poland Springs. That's in Maine, right?
Yep.
So he's been following us all day. He says it's kind of
funny. But you can't get there from here.
Kind of funny that Quinn goes to Cornell via Weiss, who both coached under Belichick. Has that ever happened?
Probably.
I think Dallas gets Brown second this year and first next year.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's a good trade.
I'm glad that
you're
happy
with that. All of a sudden, Jerry Jones is a genius.
I'm glad that happened.
From a third to a second.
No, he's not a genius because he'll screw up both of those picks.
All right, Goodell's coming to the podium.
He's the commissioner. If they go wide out.
Wide out.
With the 23rd pick in the 2007 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Dwayne Bowe, wide receiver.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick, and that's a good pick for Larry Johnson. He's a nasty blocker, somebody who watched him at LSU told me. Devastating in the blocking. What about it?
Blog about the pick.
Just say it's a good pick.
No.
Isn't that what I'm doing
right now?
That's basically
what Tom's been doing all day. Good pick, bad pick. Good pick, bad pick.
Well, no, he's the next best receiver. They need receivers. You know, that offense is getting old. The line is getting old. Gonzalez is getting old. Larry Johnson wants out. You don't have a quarterback. You know, this at least it gives him a weapon at receiver, I guess.
Well, here it is. The Patriots are on the clock.
All the more reason to take Joe Staley, because they're also their offensive line is crumbling too, and you got to build from the inside out.
Who is it? Who's the pick?
Pick a winner.
Who's the pick right here?
Patriots are on the
clock.
Brandon
Merriweather, safety, Miami.
You think so?
Yep.
It's going to be interesting. I think they're
going to go David Harris.
I'm going to go David Harris, unless they like John Beeson all along. Maybe we weren't bamboozled. Maybe they do like John Beeson.
They knew we'd think we were being bamboozled, so they said we were being bamboozled, so we'd say we were being bamboozled.
I'm bamboozling myself. I don't even know where I am anymore.
This is going to be interesting.
Fred, make a pick.
Make a pick?
Wait. You don't even have a pick because you wrote your pick down on Wednesday. Alan Branch, defensive tackle, Michigan.
I'm going to go Chris Houston,
okay,
cornerback.
I would love that pick, too.
Yeah. Paul, who are you?
Yeah, David Harris.
The thing about Alan Branch, though.
Oh, yeah, Harris is still there.
I was thinking if Jamal Anderson.
That's Fred backing up.
But there's got to be a bigger reason why Alan Branch is slipping just than. You know, I think the Patriots are looking at that reason, too. So, I don't know.
He's not the best color man in the business.
I don't know.
He wasn't in my figuring. I was thinking if a guy like Jamal Anderson fell, then you'd have to take him.
You can't get draft analysis like that anywhere else. I don't know.
He followed up, and I don't know, with a slower, different version of I don't know.
Well, okay.
So who is it? It's
Merriweather. That's what I'm going with.
Brandon Merriweather?
Because if there was some kind of...
Now, is there anybody that would be willing to trade up for an Alan Branch? For a Merriweather.
Apparently, he can just sit in the second round and get Alan
Branch. That's the eighth SEC guy taken in the first 23 picks, by the way.
Yeah, a little known fact.
Well, while we're waiting for the Patriots to pick with about 11 minutes left on the clock, Chris says, what do you guys think of Michael Bush? Any chance we can get him in the third round?
I think he's a slob, and I think he'll go in day two of the draft.
Yeah, I didn't like his tape. Guy who had one great year. I know everybody said, oh, a top 10 pick if he hadn't broken the leg. Leg hasn't healed. He's had to have more surgeries. And I found it very interesting. I was listening to ESPN radio the other day, and Mike Golic said he had watched the tape that Bush's agent had sent out after the second surgery. He said he was surprised the agent even allowed the tape to get out. Bush looked fat, thought he was favoring the leg, just didn't look good and thought it did more damage than good.
Yeah, he's a day two pick, I think.
I thought that was very interesting.
I didn't really like his running style.
Yeah. He runs like Ron Dane and T.J. Duckett. Right. They're 250, and they run like 205.
I go
like
with
Tarzan,
Andy's.
Run like Jane. I can use that two draft weekends in a row.
I go with Andy's theory on Michael Bush. Absolutely. Looks like Tarzan, runs like Jane.
Let's see. Owen in Belfast, Ireland says, I guess Frank was right about Quinn being selected over Russell. And Casale deserves
drinks as much
raise.
As you do, Owen.
I agree with the raise part.
Yeah. and you drink as much as Owen if you think you're getting one.
Wow. And you know, he just doesn't let up on that, huh?
Yeah. And the Irish don't let up on the tap when they're pouring their beer.
Jeez. Wow. Wow.
Okay. Maybe I just drink to get
love
drunk.
Love you, Owen.
It's all good.
All right, we're waiting for the Patriots.
Jokes.
Just under 10 minutes left. So let's go around again. Andy, who?
For the 752nd time, Brandon Merriweather, safety, Miami.
Tom?
Bill loves Miami players.
I'm going to go Chris Houston or David Harris.
Oh, I see how this works. Tom gets two, so he can say, I was right again.
Paul?
I'll go David Harris.
Gary, you want to chime in? Gary's looking at our lads.
Joe Staley.
Joe Staley. He's going with the offensive tackle. I'm going to go with Harris, David Harris.
That's so. A bit of a reach.
And they're going to take John Beeson, who we all like the
right,
all thought
right.
the whole time.
I
right.
think Beeson's a possibility. I'm not as much on the smokescreen bandwagon as you guys
and
are.
Pat Kerwin just chimed in. He said, don't forget about Ryan Khalil, center out of USC.
For the Patriots?
Yeah. You know how I always
been saying
say
it forever.
You know how I always make fun of people that say I'd be surprised if they did what, you know, they always surprise us. That would surprise me.
That would
me.
Shock.
Okay, so give me the most shocking right now.
Ryan
Greg
Khalil.
Son, the center.
Greg Olsen.
Greg
would
Olsen would be the most shocking for me because I just think tight end is
I think it would be
about
Khalil.
15th on their list of needs.
Because they re-signed both their centers last year.
Okay, do you
so
guys think
do?
That they need a backup to Will Fork?
Yes, but
yeah,
not in the first round.
Exactly.
Okay. There's no one.
I mean, I know the Patriots are
I'm on board with Alan
good.
Branch. They get Alan Branch, I'll be doing backflips.
Pretty good football team now, but are we now drafting backups? We don't have any
I would just
at
like
all?
To know, Tom, why he's slipping so.
Well, it's got to be reasons that we don't know about. Andy's probably right on the money. He must have turned people off in his interview process. I'll tell you what, boy, these Michigan players, they ought to start suing Lloyd Carr. Because when you watch these guys on tape, they're phenomenal. Then you always hear problems about their attitude. You hear problems about this and that. I just don't understand it.
Branch's absence is unexcused.
Oh, I see what you did there, Alan Branch. Okay. Took me a minute.
There we go. 8 minutes. Let's do it, baby. We got to blog it. We got to do it all.
Eight
Romeo
minutes for the
smiling
pitch.
And happy.
Eight.
See, this is what I don't like. The Patriots are on the clock. They're talking to Romeo Crennel. I don't like it.
Well, what should, who, you know, they can't do anything.
Talk
until
about
they
the
pick.
Patriots. Who are they going to pick? Where's Adam Schefter? He probably knows.
Okay.
All Phil right. Savage is on the other channel.
I was going to say ESPN has Phil Savage. That do you any better?
Let's see. Wesley says he wants David Harris. If we miss out on him, I'm going to be upset. They might reach for Harris here. I think that would turn out well. I think there is a better chance Houston falls to 28 than Harris. The need for cornerback isn't as great between picks 25 and 27.
Who's a better player, though?
Let me give you a sleeper. Anthony Spencer.
I don't
watch
like
out
it.
For it.
I don't like it.
I have no problem with Anthony Spencer either. I really didn't even give him any thought because I think I pulled a Green Bay and thought that he'd be gone. I didn't do a lot of research.
If you're
on
going
him.
Anthony Spencer, I want Lamar Woodley. I think he's a better football player.
And I would agree with you on that.
And
too.
I don't. I'm not surefire sold that
I
Anthony
think
Spencer
a lot of good,
could be.
I think there's a lot of good football players still around.
Tom, Jay Moore, is he in the mix here?
Third round area.
Do we have an extra third that I don't know about?
Well, come on, man. Make a pick.
All right. Okay. You're Fred. 650 left.
So you know what the problem for Patriots fans is? Is that this Brady Quinn fiasco just happened, so now nobody cares about the
right.
Patriots. That's the problem when you're watching the draft. If something like the Brady Quinn thing happens, they stop talking about your team. They're only fixated on this.
And it's not even just the trade that was the excitement. It was
the whole
they
waiting.
Had Brady Quinn there, yeah. and Chris Berman has to go overboard now and try
right.
to make the guy feel better. And I'm sure that he's given a lot of that. And we knew it had to happen. It's,
yeah.
it's heartbreaking for the kid today, but he's going to have a long and productive NFL
like
career.
Said with Rodgers.
He'll look back on this and laugh, you know, some day, you know, that all that.
And
Aaron
Rodgers isn't laughing.
No, Aaron Rodgers isn't
Quinn
laughing
either. I mean, as millions
Brady's
of dollars
like
get peed down the drain, I'm
yeah.
not sure it's funny.
Especially in this league where you don't get the opportunity.
Right.
It's not like this happened to him in baseball or basketball where his first contract comes up and he's going to get you only get two chances, really. You get a rookie. If you don't get it as a rookie, then you'll get one shot as an unrestricted free agent. He's going to have to wait to really cash in if he deserves it.
He will get that 1 year earlier, right, because he's the second half of the first round.
That is correct.
So there are benefits.
Probably only have to sign a 5-year deal, right?
Instead of a six.
Because it's the top 16 have six, and then from
five and then four.
17 to 32 goes to five, and then everybody else is four.
Indeed.
All right, let's say the Patriots do pick Alan Branch. How does he fit in?
As a backup nose tackle.
Well, he could play end.
I think
he could play all
yeah, all three spots up front very athletically.
Suddenly we got 752.
Schefter's telling us who the Patriots are going to take.
It's one of the reasons that the Browns
or no, he's talking about the Browns. See, that's embarrassing, I think.
He should be talking about the Patriots, because you know darn well he knows who they're going to take.
Okay, so let's talk about the Patriots. Alan Branch, I wouldn't get it. I wouldn't get the pick. Because
I would agree. I think Alan Branch is a good football player, but I wouldn't understand.
I
think there are good football players
line
that better fit your needs.
And you still don't have a young linebacker. You still don't have a young safety to develop. You're still thin at corner. It doesn't make any sense to me.
You're making good points.
I'm ripping a pick that hasn't happened yet. I'm listening to Fred.
I like the pick. I like the pick.
You would.
Mark in Newark, New Jersey says New England could use Branch.
Branch. Alan or Dion?
Branch.
I could see them going with Meacham here. Andy Hart just vomited.
Well, that'll be the perfect thing. I'm
just reading all these things. Puzlesny, get ready for New England.
Where are you reading this from?
All in
the live chat on
ESPN.com.
Oh, thanks for reading that, not our blog, Paul.
It's more interesting.
I have to read stuff that I write and that you write and Andy writes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Taking an awful
being
lot of
from
shots
Maine,
in the
I really
show
love
today.
Darren
really
Stone, the safety from Maine, in the multiple picks in the later rounds. He's wicked smart in Harrison-type hitting style, but will need to work on speed a bit, but is an asset in the box.
Darren Stone, Maine.
Who wrote that?
Guy from Maine.
Yeah, this guy was on. He's been on the blogs. Is he Darren Stone's brother? He loves this guy. Yeah, in the sixth round, he'd be a good pick, I think. But
Paul, you know about the Maine guys.
That's how little I know about that particular one because I don't know a whole lot about him.
Really?
Yeah, and I know I've seen a lot of games in that league, and I don't know a whole lot about Darren Stone.
You were the Yankee Conference expert.
Yeah, it's the Atlantic 10, soon to be the CAA now. But your point is taken.
Always irrelevant. Just kidding, Paul. Come on, 3, 2, 1.
That was funny, though.
Oh, I thought I was going to get an SCAC.
Who's it
all right,
be?
webradio@patriots.com is the email address, webradio@patriots.com. That clock is the clock you hear in New York Radio
3 minutes.
Paul.
This is Meacham.
Little over 3 minutes
in my
remaining
mouth
for the Patriots Meacham pick.
Why would it be him?
Because I saw somebody reference Meacham.
He sucks.
I agree. But you know how this works out. They draft Jackson. I love him. He stinks. They draft Meacham. I hate him. He's great.
Well, we'll see. Robert Meacham, wide receiver out of Tennessee.
Meacham, 22, comma.
I mean, you know.
Strengths, colon.
I would be very surprised if in the first round they picked a wide receiver.
More so than defensive tackle.
Yes.
You are just fixated on defensive tackle.
I'm fixated on
something.
I'm fixated on
defense.
Someone
must have told him something.
Somebody finally call you back?
No. I see. I got to think it's a defensive pick, too.
Yeah.
Because all the draft picks last year were offense. Almost all of the work on free agency was offense. They have to do something
defensive. And, Paul, where's the value right now in the draft?
Yes.
Defense. So if they're going to pick on value, let's go defense. It's got to be somebody. On the defensive side of the ball, it has to be.
It does have to be somebody.
Kind of funny if you drafted Alan Branch because you'd trade Branch for Branch.
That's true.
All right. Let's see.
Is that your blog waiting to happen, Branch for Branch?
Branch deal yields ... Branch.
Okay. We talked about who you think it will
blog.
Be. Is there any difference between who you think it will be and who you want it to be?
I want it to be Lamar Woodley, but
yeah.
It won't be.
Yeah. And I want it to be... I like David Harris, and I'd like to see him in a Patriots uniform, but I think you're overpaying if you take him with the 24th selection.
As opposed to 28th? Is it that much of a difference?
No.
Okay.
Now, Houston was the number one corner on our board, so
why not? An inside and an outside.
See, that's the difference between you and me. I'd have gone down fighting right there. I know I would have.
Well, I could grab the value chart and say, yeah, it's 171 points.
I would have come up with something really stupid, just... flailing away out of the corner wildly.
But I think you're also playing a game here. You want two guys. Which one can you get at 28? Which one can't you? You know, can you get Houston here but still get Beeson? Can you not get, you know.
And you know they had the pick done like 14 minutes ago, and Belichick's just sitting there with his feet up.
Can you go Harris-Houston or Houston-Harris?
No. You can go Houston-Harris, I think.
But you
I don't
can't
think,
go Houston. You,
although
you can't
there's
go
two
Harris,
teams that
Houston.
Need linebackers. So
but the Saints,
Carolina,
the Saints
but that's what they're probably trying to weigh with two guys. And then, you know, who knows about that trading down thing with the 28. You know, there's a lot of possibilities.
Eagles could use a safety in Merriweather, huh?
Well, we're looking across the field at the Patriots draft party, which is in the club.
I heard who the Eagles wanted.
I'll be interested to see after this pick if we hear a cheer go up from the draft party. About 20.
Oh, they like Jarvis Moss. They
about 20 seconds left here.
He went over.
The Patriots have on
well,
the clock.
The guy.
16 seconds, 15, 14. We're counting it down.
We'll see what happens here.
Why do you have a feeling there's going to be a trade?
Nah, no trade. No one wants this pick.
Up, there's people walking up to the desk right now. Who is it? Who is that person?
Who's what person? That's the commissioner, Roger Goodell.
No,
he's
no,
coming
no.
Up.
Is there, oh. That's not a Patriots representative?
It's not Jimmy D, the film guy. He usually does it.
No?
I think it's a league guy who picked up the pick
Mark
from
Jackson.
Jimmy D, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Oh, we've got some confusion about the pick
Uh-oh.
Here.
Okay, here we go.
Of course, the Patriots are trying to bend the
Passing
rules here.
On the, pick.
The guy's probably saying, you sure you want the tight end?
He did like in Final Jeopardy. He wrote down squiggles to see if they just give him the answer.
Wait a minute. Wait. Okay.
Well, three
pointing.
People who have never been in my kitchen.
All right. Okay.
Never can be easy with the Patriots.
The clock is...
Every
is,
other team just hands in a card.
The clock
the guy
is expired on the Patriots.
There's some
pick
debate
here.
The
24th in the first round. We're all waiting anxiously.
Clock is off.
To see
technically,
who
Carolina should be picking.
Pick a winner.
Pick a winner is what we hope they do. And here comes Goodell.
Pods
do
it.
Walk a little faster. They had problems inside last year.
The booing's already started.
With the 24th pick in the 2007 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Brandon Merriweather.
Andy Hart, right again.
Good pick. I like.
I think
pick.
That's a fine pick. I don't yep. love him. I don't like him as much as I like Nelson and Griffin, but they weren't options anymore. You had a need. You have a guy who's versatile, can play safety, can play corner, can cover. You know, you put Wilson back there, and if you hope he kind of bounces back and becomes more of what he was a couple of years ago, the versatility you now have in the secondary, and I think this guy, in a pinch, can play some corner.
Yes,
if Samuel
I
is a holdout and you have an injury.
I liked him as a cover guy better yeah. than all the
I
other
I ranked him ahead of Troy Brown now when I'm looking for cornerbacks in the middle of the season. I'm being serious a little bit here. He gives you some versatility.
So let's be clear on his abilities. He's not a guy that's going to be a Rodney Harrison replacement.
He's not a knock your head off kind. He's more of a cover safety.
Yeah, he's that cover kind of safety. You
but,
know, like Andy said, he plays some corner in the slot.
But I thought
gives
he was,
him a lot of flexibility.
I thought he did play a little bit around the line of scrimmage.
Oh,
not
yeah.
not as much
oh,
as some
yeah,
of the other
but
guys, but
he's more of a free.
Better
I,
than
I
Nelson.
Liked him.
Better than Nelson near the line.
I,
not
I
as
liked
good
him
as
for two reasons. One, I thought he was very aggressive in coverage, and two, I thought he was a good tackler. And I think those are the two. Two
now,
things that obviously a safety, you know, the whole, you know, you got to get open, you got to catch the
right.
ball. Those are two pretty good traits for a safety to have. Good tackler, you know, good aggressive coverage. I, you know, this is obviously the big black mark, ESPN showing, you know, the aftermath of that brawl.
Yeah.
But I loved his explanation of that to Andy and Tom and, you know, others. Don't want to blow you guys on too much. You know, I know there's a lot of other guys at the combine. But I loved his explanation of that. Took full responsibility. Didn't try to hide like some, you know, Frosty Rucker and some of those other guys in the past talking about extenuating circumstances. Took full responsibility and said he should have been preventing that from happening.
Plus, they throw in the graphic. Miami safeties in the first round are pretty good now.
Yeah, and this is, isn't this a round where Ed Reed went?
Yes. Yeah. Right where Ed Reed went, wasn't it?
Yeah.
24, I believe. The other thing is you look long-term, if they like what they saw from James Sanders developing as a strong safety type, a run-stopper kind of guy, and if you don't see Wilson necessarily as long-term, now you have Merriweather in the picture here, and you're not sort of scrambling to fill a role. You have a prospect.
Now, help me out here. Who was the guy that ripped me this morning on the blog saying, you know, Perillo, what are you thinking
yep.
about taking Brandon Merriweather for? What do you think with the Cincinnati Bengals? What's the response to that now?
Yeah, where is that guy?
Suck it, Trebek.
You okay. went after Paul. You said they don't take these kinds of guys.
They don't take these kinds of guys.
So that let's put it to rest. The Patriots kind of player is a player with talent. End of story.
One of our next emailers says, a surprise pick this early considering the character issues.
I love the
pick.
He
stopped on an opponent's head in a college game. It was involved in a handgun issue also, but maybe a need pick. So
okay. I love the pick. I think it's a great pick. With Griffin off the board, I have no problem with this pick.
Can okay. I read Pro Football Weekly? I'll
Certainly.
Read some of the notes from them. Positives on Brandon Merriweather. Very instinctive to read and react and play center field. Has quick feet and fluid movement skills. Shows good cover skills when he is aligned in press coverage. Shows a good closing burst and can quickly change direction. Great range. Shows both awareness and anticipation in zone coverage. Will come up and strike when supporting the run and can deliver some big shots across the middle. Good production, has playmaking ability, and is opportunistic. Good football intelligence. Well, we know that's good. Versatile. We know that's good. Brings value on special teams. Boy, the last three lines of that bio is why he was drafted. Negatives. Undersized and narrow-framed with an
yeah,
underdeveloped body. Not explosive, taking on or shedding blocks. Will struggle to match up with elite receivers on an island.
was involved in a shooting before the 06 season in which he fired shots. Plus, he tried stomping on an opponent in an on-field brawl against Florida International. Summary, brings a lot of versatility to the secondary with the ability to line up at corner or safety and could be a nickel defender. Slight frame and character concerns could affect his draft stock, but he has room to grow and he brings swagger to the field. Not quite as an instinctive, but very comparable to Ravens safety Ed Reed. Very comparable? Well, if that's the case, then I love the pick. I mean, I don't think he's in Ed Reed's league, but obviously he was drafted in the same area, so coming out of college, he was sort of a similar.
I didn't see a lot of the kinds of plays that Ed Reed's been known for on his highlight tape, but, and, you know, he's young, and he's going to have to develop a little bit in terms of playmaking. But I really like the pick. I think it does fill a need the way the emailer talked about. And the three of us have been saying all along, they do the best they can to combine that value and need. I think you got both in this pick.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent selection
It
here.
Sounds like the guy doesn't have blazing speed, but no. He has good reaction.
He doesn't have – Ed. I was just going to say that when Paul was talking about it. He doesn't have the Ed Reed kind of speed. In college, Ed Reed chased plays down from behind all the time. Got runners and running backs in the open field. I don't think he has that kind of speed, but he has good instincts. He's good in coverage. He's a big hitter. Paul, I don't know what you thought about it. I thought he separated receivers from the ball a lot in coverage.
Constantly. I thought he was very aggressive in coverage. That's how I wrote about it. He was there when the ball was getting there a lot, and I like that. Contrast that to, I know it's a different position because Aaron Ross is a corner. I saw Aaron Ross playing off of his guy a lot, letting him catch the ball and then coming up to close after that. And at times he would get lucky by knocking the ball loose or the guy wouldn't really secure the ball well. And those were some of the plays they chose to highlight. But I saw a big cushion that he was leaving a lot. And that's why I didn't like Aaron Ross as much as some other people did. But I really like Merriweather. Michael Griffin, I think we all agree, was the safety that we liked the most.
Right.
But, you know, obviously he wasn't there. He wasn't there. So, you know, we went to Merriweather. And, you know, I think the Patriots are probably pretty happy with this pick.
Yeah, I really like it. The more we talk about it. I mean, like I said, when we were doing after Landry, those next three guys, you were splitting hairs. I mean, one guy was a little bit better at this. One guy was a little bit better at that. But Brandon Merriweather, while we had him fourth in our rankings, he was kind of 2C. He was right there with the other guys. And just he's a good football player.
Here comes Carolina's pick.
All right,
David Harris, linebacker, Notre Dame. Michigan.
In the first round of the 2007 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select John Beeson, linebacker.
There goes Beeson.
A couple hurricanes flying off the
board.
Hey,
we talked about it, Andy. Though maybe
blowing off the board there. If I was writing,
maybe they wanted to take a small Miami linebacker to replace a small Miami linebacker.
Yeah, I mean that's clearly a need pick based on some value to them. Now, and it just shows that it wasn't totally a smokescreen that Beeson was a prospect.
Now,
John Fox bought in too.
Is Harris the guy at 28 if he's there?
I think so.
So you get your. They looked at it. They said, you know what, the Saints, the Saints, they need a guy like Merriweather. Carolina certainly with Mike Minner getting up there in age, they could have went with Merriweather. So we go with him now, and then we sit back and we hope that Harris falls to us. That would be a perfect draft, in my opinion.
I think that's the tough spot when you're picking at the end of a round and a few picks away. You got to decide, because you know you got two or three guys you like.
Right.
You got to decide, well, which one can I wait for? Which one do I have to take? Because they're probably graded similarly.
Yeah. And apparently Joe Staley is not rising.
Good right, call by Andy and Tom on Paul on the Allen Branch falling like a brick.
Okay, so
he might not be a first round pick. Has he talked to Ernest Shazor? He might not be picked.
See, now I just thought with his talent level, at some point a team would have taken a shot on him. I'm surprised. He must be a real jerk, or he must be injured a lot more than people are saying.
So Carolina takes Beeson. So at least one team thinks he's a better linebacker than Harris.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what the Patriots do with their 28th. So far, they still got it. Philadelphia Eagles are on the clock right now. And
I know they were. That was the other team, Andy, that was I knew that was interested in Merriweather was the Eagles because they had problems at safety last year.
Right.
They benched Michael Lewis. Dawkins is getting up there in age. He's like 33 now.
Right.
And another team that liked Merriweather because of his versatility to line up in that corner slot there. So I think that's what the Patriots were thinking. We'll grab him now and hope Harris falls to us at 28.
So, and as it stands, if these teams hold on to their picks, it's Philadelphia, New Orleans, and then New England.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens, and here comes Goodell.
Back to our L.A. studio, guys. All right, Rich, thank you very much. And to continue the
defensive domination here, 11 in the last 13.
Boy, NFL Network's really dropping the ball here.
Yeah, we got to get this on ESPN.
Were you the guy who was raving about the NFL Network?
Actually,
lately?
ESPN is behind.
Oh, ESPN is behind?
On that particular one, they just announced the Beeson pick that NFL Network already did.
Okay, we've got
NFL
two TVs Network. Going on here. We've got NFL Network on one TV. We've got ESPN, and I saw Goodell go to the podium on ESPN. So it's
they've alternated
ESPN
being,
that's behind.
Behind the ball. Well, on that particular one, they were.
Okay.
A couple earlier, we saw the opposite be the case. But
okay, so we didn't miss anything there.
Basically, it's a tent over the circus, as usual, for PFW in progress.
I mean, is it that hard to, like, cover the draft?
Well, we're trying to get everything. You
no,
know,
I'm not talking about us. I mean, you watch Goodell go to the podium, and you cover it.
Right, exactly.
You know, just tell the guy, hold on for a second. You know, let's listen to Goodell.
Yeah, whatever you're doing, you stop it and
right.
Go to the commissioner.
All right. Anyway, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Reaction to Brandon Merriweather as the next Patriot. First.
Now, I
want
to hear from the people, though, who were emailing in before saying that he's a bad character guy, blah, blah, blah. When we did our write-ups, like Paul, even when he made his pick, told us to go take a flying leap, they would never select Merriweather. Where are those people? Email in now, because obviously Belichick doesn't think the same way you do.
Okay.
Well, I would like to see how many Patriots fans right now are really upset about this pick because of the character issue only.
Yeah.
Not because you, I mean, if you don't think he's a good player, that's fine. But how many people are really upset about this pick for the character issues?
Well,
I venture to say none.
I know about the melee that happened on the field. What about this gun issue? I didn't hear about this. Tell me about that.
Apparently the gun was registered to him. He was able to have the gun, and people, they shot it. The people he was with, is that what happened, Paul?
Well,
and then
I evidently he fired shots, but I don't
but
know.
But he fired shots back was the I guess I
what?
Don't know.
I don't
he
know
fired
what
fired shots. Wait a minute.
He was
he
involved
fired shots.
He was definitely involved in a gun incident
yes.
In which shots were fired, and I believe that I read that he fired shots. I mean, whether it was in response or whatever, he fired shots too. So it was a serious charge. It's not like something that you just it's not a marijuana charge where you just kind of like blow it over. It's this.
Now, see, I'm surprised.
Significant.
I'm surprised they didn't take Brian Leonard instead of him then.
Then
being such a Patriots kind of player. Because Brian Leonard can't play.
Justin says, okay, so the first clip that they showed was Merriweather stomping some guy in the head. He's a hitter and he can play multiple positions. Do we think that we can coach this kid up on the field and keep him out of the Foxborough lockup? And do we project him for free safety or strong safety?
Oh, free safety.
He's only like 5'10", right?
Yeah, he's more your free safety kind of player.
Yeah. Plus, I think that that's not really all that important for the Patriots.
Yeah.
But as long as Rodney is here, he's definitely a free safety anyway, because he's not taking Rodney off the field.
Now, can he start right away, you think? Or is this they leave him on the – is Eugene Wilson kind of the odd man
can,
out?
Can, but you're better off if he doesn't have
okay.
to.
All right. Let's see. Do you see the Pats staying put and consider Wes Welker their second-round pick, or will there be someone in the second round they could target, like the fullback Brian Leonard?
That who I just said can't play.
Yeah.
Let's clear something up here, okay? Brian Leonard was a decent player on a terrible football team. When Rutgers finally got some talent, Brian Leonard hit the bench. So let's not make it sound like Brian Leonard was this phenomenal football player who took a seat because Ray Rice was there. The reason was Ray Rice was a lot better than he was.
Can I
Leonard is a,
can
is
I interrupt
a
this diatribe
player.
To give you something that you'll be very interested in? Your yeah. Dallas Cowboys are currently on the clock.
So that means the Cowboys have traded with Philadelphia.
Oh, because they lost Merriweather, so now they're trying to get Spencer. God, they're so predictable. They're so predictable.
I kind of agree with Tom here.
Yeah, I mean, they like two guys, one off the board, so they traded up.
Okay. Owen in Ireland, he says, do you guys think that the future at the safety position is with Merriweather and Sanders? Does Eugene Wilson have a future in the Pats secondary?
Are you drunk or are you listening? We just talked about that.
I want to get back to Tom's tirade for a second. You went off on me for 5 minutes because you said they need a player now that can help them now, today. They might be a player or two away.
Oh, no, I like them.
So they trade back up to get a player now, and now you're ripping for being predictable.
Oh, no, I'm just saying they're so
you
predictable.
You really are never happy.
The guy's
I agree.
Just trying to be a genius. He wants everyone to say how smart Jerry Jones is. Win a playoff game.
I'm never happy.
Wow. Let's see.
Sanders. Well, I was just going to answer Owen's question.
Ahead.
I know I took a little shot at him, but Sanders, I thought, came on well last year. You know, is a solid guy, not a playmaker. I think Merriweather is more of a playmaker, more of a coverage guy, more of a free guy, can run all around the field. So, yeah, I could envision a future in a year or two that includes Sanders and Merriweather as your starting safeties. It depends on what Wilson does this year. It's a huge year for Eugene Wilson. Contract year, injury bounce back year, playing bounce back year. And apparently Tom's blood sugar is through the floor, and that's why he's so cranky.
It's not good when the Cowboys are on the clock. I better get something.
One of our emailers says that Merriweather fired in defense at his roommate, and the police considered it legal self-defense.
Yeah, so we're already making excuses for him shooting at people. All right, just, you know, have some stones and say what it was. He shot a gun at people. That's never a good decision, ever.
Well, if they shoot first.
Yeah, that makes
a lot
of sense.
I might shoot back.
Jim in Denver, Colorado says, aren't they just replacing one problematic character guy, Wilson, with another? Maybe the Pats are going to be drafting an army to protect us against Cincinnati when we see them again this season.
When did Wilson become a problematic character guy?
Eugene Wilson? Nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
That's just way off base.
I don't know what that
means. Wait, does that have something to do with Corey Dillon? What did he say about Cincinnati in there?
Well, when we play Cincinnati, we're trying to get an army together to fight them.
I don't know what that email means, so.
All right.
You're off base.
Let's see. Dallas will take David Harris with the trade.
Did you see what they gave up? A second, third, and fifth round pick to move back in the first round. Now you're telling me that guy's smart? Give me a damn break. Seriously.
So was it Cleveland's second round or their own second round? Because that's a big difference.
I saw they traded a second, third, and fifth rounder to get back up.
It doesn't really
Probably
say.
Doesn't
it
say.
Says second, third, and fifth.
Second, third, and fifth.
What a joke.
Kuiper's best available, by the way, Greg Olson. Ben Grubbs, Joe Staley, David Harris.
Let's see. Keith writes in. He's from Northeastern, Paul. He says, Is the average starting offense or defensive lineman that much taller in the NFL than in competitive college conferences? Why could a player like Troy Smith or Chris Leak be so successful in college, yet be thought to have such limited potential in the NFL?
I bet the average defensive line is much taller.
Yeah, but I think, in my opinion anyway, the bigger issue with those two quarterbacks, to me, is arm strength and ability to throw the ball well more so than their actual size. I think if those guys could, especially Chris Leak, I don't think throws the ball. He throws everything, it floats. Everything is a touch pass when I watch Chris Leak. He throws a really good-looking ball. Throws the tightest spiral that you'll see.
And you have plenty of time to look at it because it's in the air a long time.
But, yeah, the ball's in the air for a long, long time. I just don't think either one of those guys translates to the NFL. Maybe Troy Smith a little bit more. And I like Chris Leak a lot because I think Chris Leak is a winner. But I'm not sold on either one of those two guys in terms of NFL potential.
Jeez, I got to take a leak so bad.
Let's see. Jarek in Toronto says he thinks it's a great pick, Merriweather. Says he hits hard for a guy his size. His nickname is Old School and is great in run coverage and support. He said he reminds him of Lawyer Malloy.
Hi, Lawyer.
I think we all...
Hey, Lawyer.
I think we're all in agreement here, Fred. Usually at this time we have a lot of arguing going on.
That's very poor to me.
We're all in agreement. Brandon Merriweather was not only a good... A good need pick, but a good value pick.
Right. Best of it. I mean, what you had to work with, good pick.
Let's see. Ryan in Lowell, Mass. says, according to ESPN, someone shot at a friend of Brandon Merriweather's. He shot back in response. The whole incident was apparently legal. The gun was registered, and the shots were fired in defense. Here's the little blur.
Yeah, I beat the snot out of somebody once, and they deemed that legal. It right?
No. July 21st, 2006, Merriweather was involved in a shooting incident when teammate Willie Cooper
I hate him.
Was shot in the buttocks. Merriweather returned fire and shot at the unidentified shooter three times. Merriweather wasn't charged due to the fact that his gun was owned legally. I agree, not the best decision, but I think New England will bring out the best in this guy and hide the negatives. I highly doubt we will see any problems from this guy. I really like this pick.
Well, I'm not saying you'll see problems, but let's not excuse shooting at people.
It was a mistake. Things happen. I'm being serious. Stuff happens in the past.
Why are you walking around with a gun?
Thank
and you,
Fred.
Move forward.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Why does he have a gun registered to him? I mean, I'm not trying to come up
with
a lot.
And why is he at a place with other people that have guns?
You know,
where are they?
I think the guy was a great pick. I'm very happy that the Patriots took him, but I'm not going to sit and turn a blind eye to everything because it worked out in their favor. It certainly seems like he was a justified case. The police, looked at it that way. But let's not just gloss it over like it's no big deal that he's firing shots at somebody.
It's in the past, and you say, why does he have a gun? Because he was in a place where somebody was going to shoot at him.
Well,
I mean,
that's part of my point.
Why are people shooting at him and his friends?
I agree with you, Wayne. Why? You know,
I don't know, but you know what? I've never really been in a place where I said, I think I need a gun.
That's right. That's your. That's
but
the
I've
point.
Never grown
that's,
up in Miami and
what
done
I
all
like.
That. So
well, I grew up in
he had a gun.
I grew up in
the
city where you know where there were guns, and I've never been shot at. Maybe I'm just lucky.
I'm just saying. Why did he have a gun? But he had the gun, and somebody shot at him. So I'm kind of thinking he was happy he had the gun. Right.
But I'm not necessarily talking.
If someone shoots at you, would you rather have a gun or not have a gun?
I'm talking about why you in
have
that
a gun.
Situation.
I don't want people shooting at me.
Me either. But if they shoot, I want to be able to shoot back.
Who are you? Manix? I'm just saying.
Manix?
What is this, menace to society?
All of a sudden, I'm working with someone from the FBI over
here. In Dartmouth, Mass., I don't feel like I need a gun.
I thought I'd go with something people might
actually know. Manix. Listen to Doughboy over there.
I kind of think I want a gun. If someone's going to shoot at me, I want to be able to shoot back.
Oh, jeez. I want to get the hell out of there.
Well, he probably wanted to do that, too. But.
The Dallas trade emailer says, so in effect, Dallas moved back five spots or so for their third round this year while picking up a first round next year.
There
nice
you go,
trade.
Tom.
Goodell is at the podium.
Take a deep breath.
I don't
digest that cookie.
26th pick in the first round of the 2007 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Anthony Spencer.
Ooh, what a shock.
It was pretty predictable.
Yeah, seriously.
They had two guys they wanted. One goes off. They go, holy crap, we got to get him.
Okay, Anthony Spencer goes to the Cowboys.
Look at that douchebag.
With the 26th pick, New Orleans is up.
But you now got your guy, Tom.
What? They drafted Lamar Woodley?
No, you got Spencer, so you got Carpenter. You got Ware. Yeah, I mean, you got
a
player. Will it help him?
Yeah.
Does he start?
I believe he will start.
Who's
either
the bust?
Right. Who do you mean?
Who's the bust that they screwed up with on the out? Spears?
Oh, well, he plays end.
But by the way, Marcus Spears believes that it was all Parcells' fault.
Oh, okay.
Which means he's probably going to be a bust because he's making excuses for him being a bust. This is a good pick by the Cowboys. I think he'll come right in and play that rush end, the opposite of DeMarcus Ware. Plus, teams were double teaming Ware so much, this will free him up.
I'd say that's a good spot to be, is opposite a pretty good player.
By the way, Merriweather's major in college was criminology.
See? That's why he needed a gun. He knew there were criminals out there.
They needed another guy to get after the passer, certainly, to help out Ware. I think it's a good job. I mean, even if it was a predictable move, Tom, I think you...
Oh, no, I'm just
you
saying
know, you move
Jerry
around,
Jones
you get the
so
guys you want. They were able to move around a couple of times and still wind up with the guy they wanted.
Yeah.
So...
I think if this was any other team, you'd be pretty happy about it.
I'm happy with the pick. I said it was a good pick. Yeah, what do you want me to do? Get up and start screaming and yelling?
Shoot guns in the air.
I just think it's funny how upset you get.
Does New Orleans take David Harris? Or the Patriots?
Chris Houston.
They need defensive help. I would, you know, well, they just signed Jason David, so, but, you know, maybe a corner, maybe another corner makes sense. They definitely need help on defense.
Well, who are in the ballpark for the Patriots at this point with one team in between?
Well, I'll stick with Harris until he goes off the board, but let's see. Let's see some other. I mean,
Harris, Khalil,
Staley.
Gonzalez, Staley.
Do you really think Khalil is a possibility?
No, I'm just throwing people out there that mocks have thrown out there.
Like Staley, I think, is a possibility.
Well, I do too.
You know, a wide receiver is, I guess, a slight possibility. I still like Harris. I love Houston. If Houston's there at 28, I'd take him too.
Alan Branch still available, Fred, if you're interested.
Yeah, what's going on with him? I don't know.
Well, this is that point where the guy who was supposed to go in the top five has slid so far, everybody assumes he should keep sliding.
Right. Let's see.
But at some point, don't you get great value?
That's what I'm saying. Fred goes, I don't know. Why is he sliding? It must be a reason, so we'll just keep sliding him. That's how Ernest Chazor ended up as a free agent.
Guy from Maine says, I have guns, and it isn't because I live in Maine. I was born and lived in Providence when I bought my first one. Have you ever been shot at?
No.
No, I've said that many times.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to
be. I've had a gun pointed at my head, though.
No. Oh,
thank God it wasn't shot.
Because you'd be dead. It wouldn't have mattered whether you had a gun
unless
or not.
Unless he missed.
Well, I stand by. If someone's shooting at me, I want a gun to shoot back.
Ted from the UK says, if Harris is gone, who do the Patriots pick? So he's assuming that if Harris is there, the Patriots will pick him. Do you guys make that assumption?
No, I do not think David Harris is a surefire 100% pick here. But I think he would be, if you're going to do percentages, he'd be the leader. 60%.
Well, the question is, I think we all had him with our 28th pick, right?
We did.
So
I had him with 24, actually.
All right, but who now is available that would stop them from taking, you know?
Well, that's why I bring up Alan Branch. If the guy was legitimately supposed to be a top 10 pick, or if Joe Staley is legitimately a potential once-in-a-lifetime franchise tackle. Or
see, my reasoning for having him 24 was I thought the Jets would take him if available. Now, the Jets traded out. Right.
Well,
so,
is Houston off the radar now because they took Merriweather?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Greg Olsen is available.
We were saying that they might take him with the 24th pick. So I guess Houston is right.
All right, it's Harris. You're right.
It's going to be David Harris?
Yeah, no question. Why? Unless he goes to New Orleans.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Why? You really think?
Because it's value in need. I'm trying to look at what other people think are best available. He's in that mix.
If that happens, then I had the two picks backwards. Because I had Harris and Merriweather instead of Merriweather
and
Harris.
Okay. We'll give you credit for that.
I won't. It's wrong.
Thanks. Let's see. Doug Blackstone says, I had no Merriweather shot at someone, and I think that's wrong, but my concern is if he hit him. Right or wrong, hand-eye coordination
is important.
So now
he gets credit for being a bad shot?
Just joking. Anyone in his position should have better judgment. Yeah, that's funny. That's good.
Let's put it in the past.
He must have been in the right to have been exonerated.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, clearly, you know, law enforcement people don't take shooting very lightly.
Here's the thing that it happens to a lot of these guys. The guys that they hung around with through high school and college, can they make that separation once they get to the pros?
Exactly.
That's important.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Where is he from?
And he was impressive at the combine. He didn't try to make excuses like we were just saying. Marcus Spears made excuses for his poor play by blaming Bill Parcells. Well, he didn't do that. He said, "I'm a leader of this team. I shouldn't have done it. It was my mistake. I'm not ducking the question." And I thought that was impressive the way he answered it.
Let's see, Thomas from Springfield. He likes the Merriweather pick. Hopefully Harris will be there at 28. I'm not scared of the character issues, especially with Rodney Harrison as a mentor. Another safety running around the field with dreads bouncing out of his helmet to compare with Bob Sanders.
Oh, by the way, when the guy shot at him, he hit his roommate in the buttocks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
Oh, so I'm definitely firing back if my friend just got shot. I'm not. You're running, you get shot in the butt like your teammate. I'm firing back.
Find a tree. Do something.
Didn't you see what happened to What's-His-Face and Boys to the Hood when he ran? Didn't work out to it. Ricky?
No.
Is it Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky.
Yeah, didn't work out to well, fam.
That's a good point about Harrison, though. He'd take him under his wing, and Harrison's that role model type of guy, so
yeah.
I think he'll set him straight.
One emailer says that Greg Olsen is definitely a possibility for New Orleans with this pick coming up here.
Yes, that could be true. That's the one position that they
really
have.
I got to be honest, though. If you're the Saints and you don't go defense, I'm disappointed
defense.
In the
they
pick.
They have a lot of weapons on offense.
Exactly.
It's got to be defense.
So where do you go defense? Harris? Houston?
Harris or Houston?
I don't know how their linebackers are, but I saw their secondary last year. Their secondary was abysmal last year.
I'm going Alan Branch, New Orleans. Come on, he's value.
John in Chelmsford says, enough of the gun talk already. Matt Light owns plenty of guns. I don't hear you saying anything about him.
There you go.
He hunts.
A few years ago, Light and a few other players toured the Ruger Gun Factory in New Hampshire. Why don't you talk about that?
These fans,
because there's nothing illegal about
that. They really are stupid sometimes. I'm sorry, but that is ridiculous.
We're talking about shooting at human beings.
Right.
Matt Light is a known hunter.
5 minutes it took him to wow. 5 minutes.
And that's why we make fun of you guys on the radio. Because instead of just saying it's a good pick, let's put the pass behind him we did, you got to try to defend him shooting at people. Ridiculous. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I tried to defend him shooting at people, but
you
should
be ashamed
argument.
Of yourself.
He also wants to know, what are the chances of Wilson being moved back to corner?
That's a possibility as well. It's always been on the table every year at training camp.
Right.
Until it happens on a full-time basis.
And what do you mean by corner, too? I mean, if
you need cover guys.
If Hobbs and Samuel are healthy and here, I think they start your season as your starting cornerbacks. That doesn't mean in the slot it's not Wilson and or Merriweather.
I agree.
Playing your nickelback position.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address as the rain starts to fall here at Gillette Stadium. Been pretty nice.
Because Merriweather shot into the clouds when he was selected.
It's been pretty nice here up until right now. It's starting to rain.
We got a thing in the blog here from Nick from San Diego.
Yeah.
Mel Kiper said something pretty stupid. He said, to me, the transition from college defensive end to pro outside linebacker is the second easiest transition you can make. Well, Bill Belichick would say differently, and so would a lot of other people. I don't think that's an easy transition at all, especially in the Patriots.
Bill Belichick's big thing is it's the hardest thing to evaluate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tough thing to... If you're a Jarvis Moss and you just rush the passer, it's kind of tough to come in here and learn how to.
Right, and that's the thing that Kiper's not taking into consideration. He's saying as a pass rushing outside linebacker.
Right.
And I would agree with him on that.
Yeah.
But Bill Belichick doesn't ask anybody to strictly be a pass rushing outside linebacker unless he realizes that's all you can do.
I would also wonder what the heck, what's the first one? What's the easiest transition?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I think running back.
Running back, probably.
Nick, let us know what he said the easiest one was.
But you know what I'm saying? You know, in the Patriots system, I think that they ask you to do a lot more as an outside linebacker than in some other systems. You know, like the Wade Phillips 3-4, I think, is a penetrating 3-4. Those guys on the outside, you know, the Merrimans and the Sean Phillips in San Diego last year, they came at the quarterback almost every play. I don't think it's like that in New England.
Right, right. And
that's a much easier transition, I think, to make if you're just going to say, well, you're a defensive end, you're going to be an outside linebacker now, but your job is the same. You're just going to go after the quarterback every play.
That was a heck of a trade by the Cowboys.
Well, speaking of that,
got the guy they wanted and a first-round pick next year. Well done, Jerry.
Oh. You all right?
Now he's
my blood sugar was low.
He's come full circle.
Our next emailer thinks that the Cowboys overpaid.
For what? They were going to take him where they were.
The Cowboys traded Cleveland's second rounder. They brought the 26th pick with the 36th, 87th, and 159th. He thinks they overpaid. He says also as for Merriweather, the real question isn't, why does he have a gun, but why is someone trying to kill him?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The guy that was shooting at his room.
That was my point. Why are people shooting at them?
He shouldn't be.
Because that happens in these places. People in Boston get shot all the time.
I understand, but I think Fred brings up a good point. Now that you're going to be a millionaire and you're going to play for a professional football team, you either got to, A, get those guys to get their heads on straight, screwed on straight, or stop hanging out with them.
Well,
or
you're going
to end up with
100%.
Like Pac-Man Jones. I mean, 100%. Stop hanging out with those guys.
100%.
Honestly, though, I think Merriweather will be fine, so as long as a disgruntled Titans fan doesn't shoot him in the buttocks.
A lot of guys get shot in the buttocks. Didn't Joey Porter get shot in the buttocks?
Yes, he did.
Well, I don't know if you want to model yourself after Joey Porter.
Another good point.
Let's see. Belichick doesn't like using rookie inside linebackers in his schemes, but Harris has been reported as being a classic Ted Johnson-type inside linebacker.
That might have been me
who reported
that.
He could be a good value pick.
Phrasing I used.
How do we know that Belichick doesn't like to use rookie inside linebackers in his scheme? He's never had one.
Oh, boy.
I don't think he never likes it to never do nothing.
Let's see.
Another well-put Indy Hartism.
Boy, New Orleans clock seems to be going on forever. They still have about 2.5
minutes. They're America's team. They went through a hurricane. They get extra time.
You know what else is interesting is the Eagles and Cowboys trade a lot. That's kind of weird for division rivals, isn't it? You don't see division rivals really. They trade a lot on draft day. Have the Patriots ever done that with a division rival? Were they?
Miami, they've had some trades.
The team that the Patriots historically have done a lot, and Green Bay, they, you know, when Parcells was here, he used to do a lot of stuff with Ron Wolf. But lately, I don't know, who do they trade a lot with?
Patriots. Miami.
Miami?
So they had that draft pick deal. They've had the Welker deal. I think they had another deal with them.
Yeah. Let's see. Steve says, I'm a Canadian, but do you not have the right to bear arms in your constitution?
Yes.
Bill Belichick knows what he is doing.
We didn't say he didn't. We liked the pick.
Right. Yeah.
You're missing our whole point.
We actually love the pick.
It's just a fact. It's part of the guy's history that we just sort of have to look at.
I have no problem
with
people having guns.
Right. No problem at all. We're just saying this needs to be nipped in the bud now. We don't ever want to see him in a shooting.
Right.
We don't want to see him near a shooting. We don't want to see him at a strip club where a shooting's taking place. Just get that out of your life right now and stop doing it. Or that's what Pac-Man Jones should have done. He should have said, I'm a phenomenal football player. I got a lot of money. Let's find a new strip club to hang out at. Not ones where shooting takes place.
Or Michael Vick.
Exactly.
Don't be raising dogs
fighting
and all that.
And again,
property.
Michael Vick is hanging out with people that are bringing him down.
Now, to be fair, I think that can be hard. Just cutting off
that's right.
your
it
lifelong
is.
Friends.
It's,
and things.
It's not easy.
Give me $10 million and I'll cut off anything you want.
Ben from Boxborough says Alan Branch isn't even listed in Kuiper's top 10 available. And
I'll
pause here because Goodell is coming to the podium.
He's in Scouts Inc.
Let's see what it is. With the 27th pick in the 2007 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select Robert Meacham, wide receiver of Tennessee.
You want to blog it?
See what they did there? They get a steal last year's receiver, so they got to come back and blow it. Screw up and take a first round to be a bust to balance it out.
With that offense, they're taking a receiver?
That's a terrible pick.
That's an awful pick. I'm sorry. Plus, it's a guy we don't even like.
I'll do it. right. I agree with everything you just said. I'm just going to write that, but terrible pick.
Getting back to Ben's email, he says, I agree that whoever brought up Matt Light owning guns is an idiot. He has gone hunting frequently with my uncle, and he has pictures as proof. Okay, well.
Right.
So, I don't. Okay. I think everyone here is arguing different issues. I'm not sure.
Well, right. It's a complicated issue. That's why it's one of the main. Isn't it one of the major political issues about having guns and owning them?
All we're saying is don't make excuses for the guy being involved with the shooting.
Right.
Because he himself, he stood up there and he said it was wrong. I shouldn't have been there. So if he's telling us that, don't you make excuses for the kid.
Right.
We're not saying it's going to be a problem, but Fred just brought up a good point. We don't want to ever hear about it again. Don't be in some nightclub where a shooting takes place, because now that's two times.
As my dad used to always say, if you're not in bed by midnight, go home.
I'll keep that in mind and overnight,
okay,
just so you know. I'm leaving at midnight.
The dream draft is open now.
David Harris. Yeah.
Harris or
you got
Houston.
Your safety.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, what do they do here? I got to go.
You
got to
go Harris.
Harris.
You got to go with the linebacker. They need an inside linebacker to take over for Teddy Bruschi when he retires next
year. They're really doubtful about how this Asante Samuel thing is going to play out, and they need a corner.
Patriots are on the clock. A little over 11 and a half minutes to go.
If they draft Chris Houston here, does it say anything about the Asante Samuel situation?
I believe so. A little bit, saying that they don't think he's going to be here long term. Maybe not this year, but long term.
Conversely, if they draft David Harris, does it say anything positive about the Asante Samuel situation?
No, I just think they think he's the best player on the board and the guy they like.
Well, here we go, though. If they don't draft Harris, we are now left with, and if they don't move up into the second round, again, not drafting a linebacker.
True.
And if Teddy Bruschi or Mike Vrabel gets injured in week one, what do you do?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I mean, you know, but maybe, you know, they feel... You know, they're getting burned out as much in the defensive backfield as they are in linebacker, and it's equal need, and they're just looking at the best player, you know, available in those two positions. I don't know, but...
What have we seen in recent history that they can cover up more, a secondary or linebackers? When they've had terrible linebackers, they've been a terrible defense.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Right.
When Eric Alexander was getting exposed, they were a bad defense.
You know, when
Monty
Bruschi
was
hurt
exposed,
and
they were a bad defense.
Before they moved Vrabel inside, they were having a hard time.
Exactly. Yep. I haven't seen them show that they can put somebody in there and get by with anybody at linebacker. I've seen times when they've gotten by.
Especially
in
a 3-4. You have to have
David
good
Harris.
Linebackers.
Write it down.
Yeah,
I heard that from a wise man once.
Has to be.
It's got
to
be David
down.
Harris.
Says Tom Casale,
I can't see them going into
ago.
The third round not having picked a linebacker.
And we know they like Harris. This is their guy.
Or
245 type guy, can run, play inside in the 3-4, would be the second best inside linebacker behind Patrick Willis.
No question.
You got to take him.
I actually think he's a lot like Willis, just like a notch below. You know what I mean? I think they're the same kind of player.
Right.
The perfect fit, just he's not quite as good at pretty much everything. But we haven't even talked about, do they trade? I mean, all
do they
along
trade
we thought,
down?
You know, there's a chance 28, they trade out, they do this, they do that. Is somebody looking to get back in? Is Drew Stanton or one of the quarterbacks? Has any of that come back into play here? Is it flat out they make a pick?
I think with the guys on the board, you take the pick right now. I thought a lot of these guys wouldn't be here, but Justin Harrell and Meacham and guys like that are being drafted, and I don't think they should have.
What if Detroit comes knock, knock, knocking? Drew Stanton.
Well, if you get a very good trade offer, I'd make it.
Because do you think you get Detroit would be, what, 34 you'd be picking?
Yeah, because you could go down, and at worst, you get Lamar Woodley.
All right, quickly, let's get to some emails as we wait for this Patriots pick. About 9 minutes left in the clock. Eric from Oklahoma says, okay, guys, I don't know why people keep talking about the gun incident. That's enough. Surely Brandon comes into this league knowing after what the commissioner has done, discipline-wise, would to do anything bad would be stupid. He would be a douchebag if he did.
Hey.
He will be fine, and I think he's a great pick. So
yeah, but a lot of guys have done stupid things.
We're just saying he better think about these things. That's all we're saying.
You can't just assume the guy's going to do the right thing and be mature, and there's been a lot of examples of guys who haven't.
Let's see. Eric victim. From Pembroke, Mass. He says, if someone shoots at your buddy, you're not going to shoot back?
Of course I am. These guys aren't. You don't want to be in a dark alley with these guys. They're running for their life.
Exactly. I'm only caring about myself.
The field against Florida International is what we should be talking about, if anything. I doubt either of these will be a problem
for
the Patriots because we always make the right decisions
Well, I don't think that is that big of an issue, because I heard that he was going after somebody who went after a Miami coach.
Plus, I now, totally disagree anyway. Do. You're talking to me, something on the field should be a bigger concern than something off the field?
Well, but it did blur the line. I mean, when you're stomping on a guy's head, that's assault, brother.
No, it was horrible. It was a horrible brawl, and as he pointed out at the combine, as a leader and a captain, he should have been one of the ones out there trying to put an end to it. But on the field stuff that happens in the heat of battle, I don't think it's anywhere near as serious as a gun charge. I don't even think it's close. You look at a situation like what happened with the Patriots in Tennessee last year on the field. That very easily could have escalated into a brawl.
Very easily.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of bad blood on both sides, and there was anger. I mean, that very easily could have escalated. Are you going to try to tell me that would be as serious as a gun charge for somebody? I don't see that. I disagree.
It's the element. That's what we're worried about. You know, guys.
I'm not even worried. We just brought it up saying,
right.
Don't defend the guy.
We like the pick.
Yeah. We love the pick. It's part of the
Just don't be such a homer that you just gloss over everything, because that's stupid.
Glad you said homer.
Richard writes in a couple points. One, how come Vince Wilfork fell so far when he was drafted? Another projected top 10 at the time from Miami. The Pats like to draft from primetime schools, and again, this holds true. They can't go wrong with it. Well, I don't know. Was Logan Mankins a primetime school?
You think so.
No, I'm just asking.
No, Fresno State.
Right.
Ask Pat Hill. He'll tell you how hard he struggles to compete with big-time schools.
Right.
They draft where they think they can get a good player. They do. I mean, Bill clearly has fallen in love a little bit with scouting Florida and Miami personally. Goes down there, works all those guys out personally. But they're going to take the guy that they think is the best player from whatever school he comes from.
Two, are you sure Merriweather's gun wasn't Sebastian Telfair's girlfriend's gun? Three, another defensive back wouldn't be surprising. In the past few years, the injuries hurt them most there. They can't keep bringing Troy Brown in on defense.
I don't know. I think they can keep bringing in Artrell Hawkins and maybe a Torrey James.
I mean, they have been able to do it.
They've been able to do it with some success. It hasn't always worked out perfectly, but as I said, I just haven't seen them overcome anything with any makeshift linebackers.
All right, let's see. Shane from Miami.
5:45 remaining.
My mother always told me not to judge a book by its cover, but your player photo of Merriweather looks like a mugshot from a shooting incident. He looks like the old dirty bastard from the Wu-Tang Clan. Who's that? Wu-Tang Clan.
ODB, you don't know him, Fred?
He is dead, too. He got shot, didn't he?
I hope he can keep his nose clean. Well, we do, too, and we think he will. But it's something you got to think about.
Well, we should mention, too, that since that fight, there hasn't been any negative things that have happened to Brandon Merriweather.
Right.
It's not like all these things have happened one after another. After that fight, there hasn't been one negative word said about him. He hasn't done anything wrong. So it's not like he's a chronic criminal here that we're trying to defend. It's just one incident with the gun that, you know, he probably shouldn't have done. He admitted he shouldn't have done. I was impressed with him at the combine, how mature he was and how he acted up there at the podium, because a lot of guys don't do that.
Right.
So I don't have any problem, but you still have to
address it and still say, well, what's going to happen when they hand him $10 million or $8 million, whatever he's going to get, and his friends are involved?
By the way, a team's knocking themselves over for Paul Posluszny.
Let's see.
Well, drafted.
Ismar writes in.
He's a possibility here. People have mentioned it.
4:30 left in the clock. Brandon Merriweather was a great pick, a need, and I will be shocked if Harris isn't picked at 28. Do you think Pats will take Harris, Posluszny, Houston, or trade down perhaps? If we take Harris, God willing, who will there be later on as a quarterback or linebacker? Do you think Pats will take young Diasi? I really hope so. Yeah. What about Marcus McCauley?
Well, I thought Marcus McCauley was going in the first round. That's what we heard by all the fans.
Now they might take him.
Nah, they ain't taking no Marcus McCauley here.
Third round, 91.
Yeah, he'll be available in the third round because that's where he should go.
Ismar also says, if I was Merriweather, I would have just tackled the guy who shot my roommate, then stomped on him. He's
got a gun.
He's just kidding.
Run for the hills.
Bill will straighten the guy up. I mean, what's more threatening, a gun or Belichick?
That's a good point.
Bill told me to do something, I'd do it. So
I'd rather face a gun than Belichick.
Okay. What was that?
Where's that pick?
3:30 to go, according to the internet.
With the Patriots pick.
Yeah, I agree with Tom. Sure.
Sometimes there's some latency here on the internet.
Let's see. A lot of people, this is Ben, had Houston and Branch going in the top 10 or at least the top 15. What on earth happened to these guys? It's obviously going to be speculation, but still, it seems like everyone thought these were great players.
And who's that?
Houston and Branch.
Yeah, I like both guys. I mean, obviously the Branch thing has to do with some off-the-field problems. But Houston, I think he's a steal right now. I think someone's going to get a heck of a football player in Chris Houston at this point, and probably he's going to be a better player than some of the corners drafted ahead of him. If I was the Jets, I would have just stood pat and taken Chris Houston. I don't understand giving up a second-round pick when you're a team that's behind the Patriots in the AFC East. You're trying to build your team to get better, and you're giving up second-round picks for one cornerback. Apparently, they think they're one cornerback away from really competing for the Super Bowl. I do not.
Saeed in Los Angeles says, as usual, you guys are doing a great job with your draft coverage. Tom, the body, Casale mentioned that you guys should switch to ESPN because the NFL Network is behind. I agree with him because as I type this, New Orleans just made their selection and New England is on the clock with 10 minutes left. So the NFL Network is behind in draft coverage. That's terrible because
the clocks are the same on my TV, 2:13 and 2:13.
But you know, it's interesting because now there's a little competition for ESPN. And we all always assume that they do such a great job, but maybe it can be done better. Maybe the NFL Network's showing them a little bit. You know?
Didn't you just say that they were behind?
Yeah, I thought it was the opposite, he said.
I thought he just said NFL Network was behind ESPN. Maybe I misheard.
No, we
that.
Thought that ESPN was behind. They no. were at one point.
There was one situation that they showed Goodell going to the podium on NFL Network and not ESPN, and there was another situation. It was the opposite.
Yeah.
And right now their clocks are synced up, and it looks like they could be.
And Kuiper or Mayock's top two remaining players are Houston and Branch, so he's in the same boat with us.
Let's see, one,
no David
one and a half minutes left.
No linebacker coming.
Oh, there's Johnny Rotten at
Jimmy
the table
D,
at the
Johnny
Patriots.
Johnny Rotten. Yep. And somebody in the middle.
We knew we had a tie.
Yeah. Okay, do the Pats take Houston over Harris? That could pave the way for Samuel trade with Merriweather on board.
I'm not so sure about that.
No, Merriweather is not a pure corner.
Right. Can play some corner, probably.
Yeah, you don't want him playing lining up at corner all the time, but he can... You know, come in a pinch, play a little slot corner and stuff like that.
Let's see. I think they should have got Houston and then David Harris, but the move makes
trade.
Sense.
We have a trade.
The Patriots have traded
San Francisco
with the 49ers. So
on the clock.
Here we go.
Here we go. The Patriots have traded their pick.
Can we get some audio from one of these, Gary?
Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers, who already went linebacker earlier on in this draft with Patrick Willis out of Ole
Miss. Oh, this is Alan Branch.
Now the Baltimore
oh, yeah. They like Branch. The right they want
they
him,
like
they were about him at 11.
The Niners struck a deal. We need to know the terms of the deal, and we need to know the name of the player, and you believe it's David Harris out of Michigan.
Well, you know what, Rich? You just reminded
well, that doesn't
me
make
they
sense.
Got the one linebacker, right? So at this
playing
point,
3-4, you got two of them.
Why wouldn't that make sense?
Because... I mean, don't you think the Patriots should have taken Harris?
Not if they don't think he's that good.
I thought he just said Branch.
No, we said Branch.
He said Harris.
Oh, okay. I can't hear any of the audio.
And
we got to get this trade down.
This is interesting, though.
I mean, they want to go 3-4. They need some linebackers to go 3-4. You'd be getting a couple good ones.
San Francisco's pick is the 42nd in round two. Do you think it could involve that pick?
That's Brian Leonard.
That would be a lot of value for the Patriots to get that. And
you're going
to
get something else.
Yeah. Well, there must be somebody that San Francisco
really covets.
Maybe you got a
first-round pick next year.
Maybe. I doubt it, though.
Why?
Because it's such a low first-round pick that the Patriots are giving up.
That would be a good roll of the dice. Tom thinks San Francisco is in the NFC title game, so it wouldn't
certainly
it would be
do now. Best draft of the day.
I thought you were going to say of all time.
Jeez, all right, so we're waiting to find out what the elements of this draft, this trade is.
I knew they were going to trade, and I hate when we trade.
I think this is what I predicted, didn't I? Can somebody check
I
that?
I think the world predicted it.
I was going to say, you and about
400. Good call, Andy.
I don't think Tom Casale did. Let's go back and check those predictions. I'm pretty sure it
go
says Stan Pat.
No, that did not, I did not say
that.
That
was me.
Oh, you're the idiot then.
I just wanted to be different.
All right, Goodell is coming to the podium.
Please, he doesn't tell you what it is, though, does he?
With the 28th pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Joe Staley, offensive tackle.
Joe Staley?
That's a good pick. Get a franchise left tackle, franchise middle linebacker, helping out both sides of the ball.
So did they think that Baltimore might pick the line?
Yes, they wanted Staley because they
ogged it on the end.
Okay. All right.
I like San Francisco. They go get what they want. They are aggressive.
All right. Well, we'll see. So we don't know.
Nolan must be wetting himself because he got to make a trade with his idol. He loves Bill Belichick. He's been trying to make them, turn into Bill Belichick West, and he's going to be very happy that he pulled off a deal with his idol.
All right. We don't know at this point
what the elements of the trade are, but of course, as soon as we get them, we'll talk about it.
Where's the trade tracker?
Was it second round pick? Was that? Did we get any information?
No, we got nothing. We're really kind of blocked away in here in this little room.
All right.
Well, the problem is the NFL, it takes them forever to announce the trade. I mean, shouldn't it be on a card somewhere?
I know.
No.
You would think.
How long does this take? So, as expected, I mean, this was obviously something
right.
we expected, that they would, I think we've all said it and written about it over the last couple weeks, that they would trade down here. Now, if it's the second round pick, is that Lamar Woodley? Is it Brandon Seiler?
Well,
is it Brian Leonard?
You got a little weight now.
Right.
I mean,
so,
there's some...
Now, if Woodley's there at 42, I mean, you got to take him. To me, that's the most value you'll ever get in a draft at 42. Now, if they take Brian Leonard over him,
what if Harris is there?
I'll laugh. If Harris is there, that's another good pick. I mean, do we think Harris is going to be there that far down?
No, but maybe they think. Maybe they're going to do one of their trade down, trade back up.
Maybe.
Adam Schefter, can we pod this up?
But San Francisco won with Joe Staley for a few
first
reasons.
Rounder in 2008.
Great trade by the New England Patriots. Great trade.
Okay, so let's talk. Let's
well
say,
done.
Say what the trade is in.
A fourth rounder and a first rounder next year. That's tremendous trade. Tom likes the Niners. I think we all like their draft, but you still should be moving up. It's probably not going to be the 28th pick in the draft as much as Tom likes them and thinks they could be in the NFC title game. I mean, there is still a developing team.
About 9 or 10 wins.
In all theory,
so
you're talking about 2022 somewhere in there, and this wasn't a good draft. So, you know, maybe they think next year's going to be a good draft, and you once again two first round picks. So you have things to play with. I think it's a pretty good deal.
But now you're without that first round pick for this year and a second. So you're not picking now until the third round.
Right, unless you trade up.
Unless you trade up.
With something you got later on, a third and a fourth and a this and a that.
But, okay. So the Patriots have moved out of the 28th slot in the first round. They've picked up San Francisco's fourth round pick this year, which is number 104. Oh, is it the 110 one? Okay, so San Francisco had two picks in the fourth round. They're getting the second of those picks, number 110, in their first round in 2008.
So clearly San Francisco, like Staley, saw value, thought he was a higher value there, you know, a guy that they don't mind giving up what could be a middle-of-the-first-round first-round pick next year.
Okay. Let's get back
to you. Do you like it, Fred?
I kind of wish they had picked Harris, but
what if they still get Harris?
Well, that'd be great.
What if they trade up and get Harris?
No, that'd be great. I just want a young linebacker.
I think there now has to be something to the whole linebacker thing. They clearly just don't really want to take a linebacker there.
Well, but again, what if they're playing this little game where they trade down and out and then they trade back up
and
they see the guy?
Well, it's awful risky.
What are you trading now to get up?
Risky?
What are you trading now to get up to the second round?
I don't know. Whatever you get, a third and a fourth.
You have
the
91st pick
or whatever.
Do you know
whatever
what I'm saying?
You need to do.
They don't have much ammunition unless they go into 2008.
I don't think they have much to give.
And then it kind of destroys what you had, you know, what you got from the San Francisco. I mean, we think David Harris is kind of pretty good value at 28.
Well, I had my doubts because I don't think he's a first-round pick. I think this year he could have been. I don't think he's a first-round pick in most years.
No, clearly they
but
they agree
but in
you.
Order to get, even if he drops to the second round, in order to get that, you're giving up probably too much value.
Maybe you trade something from next year.
Well, I don't think you gave up.
But even
then,
next year with an extra one,
yeah,
but
I don't
not
think
a three or
this
a two
trade,
or whatever.
This trade, in a nutshell, I don't think is giving up too much value. You got
not right now.
You got a first rounder and a fourth rounder. For a first rounder.
Well,
I mean, I don't think that's giving up too much
value.
Where
are the linebackers of the future coming from?
That's the question that I don't know, and I don't think that we're ever going to find out because he's not going to tell us.
I mean, Adalys Thomas, he's, you know, great pickup. We love it. But he's 30.
Oh, they're all 30.
You know, so, you know, where's Ted Johnson? Where's Teddy Bruschi? Where are these young guys that, you know, became the core of the
Let's
the
remember, I mean, one was a second-round pick, one was a third-round pick.
That's true.
You got to develop guys. Maybe he thinks they can get somebody to develop. Maybe he thinks you add Junior Seau to the mix, and with the bodies you have, you can get through a year or two, and there's a guy they see as a Stuart Bradley type that they can develop. They can get in the third round to develop, like a Teddy Bruschi, like a Ted Johnson.
Okay, well.
Right?
Yeah, the problem is they don't really have the picks to do it. They have the 91st pick.
Right, a third-round pick. That's what Teddy Bruschi was, right? Stuart Bradley, I think, will be available in the third round.
So two picks next year. That's interesting. Obviously, they didn't.
They didn't like the draft.
They didn't like the draft. They didn't do any of the players.
I mean, whether they like the draft or not, they love having two first round picks. Mm-hmm. They love the flexibility. I mean, more often than not, since Belichick has been here, he's somehow been able to finagle two first round picks. So clearly, that's what they like to. They like to have that flexibility.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with the trade. I'm just wondering about the whole linebacker thing and you know, what they do.
I mean, if they honestly...
Well, I think they're few and far between. I think that's one thing that's... There's few people that are... You can draft high, that can play in the 3-4, have an impact, good value, all that.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, when do you decide you have to go get one?
Right.
You know, this year, did they have to go up to get a Patrick Willis? Apparently not. Maybe they're saying, well, maybe next year we'll go up to get Patrick Willis of next year.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I truly believe them that there aren't a lot of people that do what they need them to do.
Okay. Let's get back to the emails. We're here until 6 o'clock, so we've got about 20 minutes. Baltimore's on the clock right now. And right now the Patriots are a long way from making another pick because they do not have a second-round pick.
But as we know, they could pick at any time.
Right. They could trade up.
We've been down this road before.
They could trade up, but they don't have a lot of ammunition right now.
Totally disregarding next year.
I am disregarding next year.
I mean, why couldn't they make a trade like San Francisco just did for into the second round?
Oh, okay. Sarah from Cape Cod says she thinks the Merriweather trade's a good pick. His past has nothing to do with his football future until he proves otherwise. He seems like a hard hitter that will only strengthen the team. Do I wish he didn't have a past that included shootouts over roommates getting shot in the butt? Sure. What's done is done. Let's hope he helps us win some games. Okay.
Word. He'll be one of the only people because they don't pick for a long, long time.
Or they could pick at any time. I'm sticking with that.
No, I agree with you.
I'm saying they trade up. I'm saying the next pick they make is not 91.
Richard says, and he makes a good point, you know, as far as the FI brawl. Do you really think Rodney Harrison would have walked away from a brawl?
No, he would have started it.
No, but I also think Rodney Harrison is one of the top two or three dirtiest players in all of football, and I've always thought that. I like him for it. I like players who play that way, so I have no problems with that. Never have.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely win the long ball drive today.
Eric from Manchester, New Hampshire says, thanks for broadcasting today. I got you on the laptop with the TV remote going back and forth with ESPN and NFL Network. I like the Merriweather pick. All right.
You're just going to do the same thing?
Well, I was going to. Are we having an on-air, an off-air conversation on air?
Yeah, I just blogged about the trade, and I asked where the linebackers would come from, but Paul's going more in depth, so you don't need to do anything.
That's what I like to hear. What time those fajitas coming?
did you read? They're out there. Did you read my? Did you read my
Let's
post?
Wrap this stuff up.
Did you read my post about getting hungry?
No.
Check that one out.
But I did read that we are just flying by 30,000, 40,000 on the way.
So, what do the Patriots fans think of the trade? Good, bad?
Good.
Would you have done it?
Two first-round picks. You got a team that's going to be competitive for the AFC title. I feel like I'm saying the same thing I said last year. You got a team that's going to compete for the AFC title. You got Tom Brady in his prime, Bill Belichick in his prime, and two first-round picks. Yeah, sounds good to me.
The only thing I'll say, though, is, Andy, you keep making fun of me with the 49ers. If you look at the NFC, they play in that West. And if
yeah, but at worst, you're talking about too late. You're right back where you started.
No question
Either
about
way,
it.
You have ammo. What do we say this year? If they wanted to, they could get to 8.
You guys are ruling out the 49ers making the playoffs this year.
No, I don't think you should.
That's
what we're discussing right now.
I bet him that they would.
We have a bet
that's
going.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't think that that pick is going to be that high because I think they're a team on the rise and 10.
But there's still two. And like, what we this year we had them up to 8 or whatever. 24 and 28 got you as high as 8 if you wanted to.
Right.
So it just gives you that versatility to go get a guy if he's in. Maybe it's a deeper draft. Maybe there's two inside linebackers and one slides into the
team. As I said to Paul, I looked at next year's draft, just, you know, player name-wise. And if a lot of the juniors declare, it's going to be a very strong
draft. The Ravens are selecting. 8 unforgettable. Well,
only on one channel they are.
NFL Network's on
the network.
Now this time the NFL Network doesn't have it. They have a commercial going.
Ben Grubbs. Guard, Auburn.
Ben Grubbs has gone to New Orleans.
Hey, we got that one, Paul. Come on. Give some love. I think that's our second one we got right.
Okay. Richard has a point. What do you guys think about this? Could the fourth rounder that the Patriots just got be used to get Randy Moss?
No, because the Raiders turned that down.
They wanted a 2 or a 3. They want a first-day pick.
Yeah.
What if you give them 2 fours?
The
first day pick.
The Randy Moss trades are dead because they wanted a second round pick, and unless the Patriots
two
give
next
up the
year.
Yeah, so it would have to be a next year pick if they want Moss.
They give him a one next year.
Maybe. I think that's a little nuts, but
I do too, but that's what I'm saying. You now have an extra chip. I know you've put off acquiring talent, but we all said all along this wasn't a great draft.
And plus,
once you got past certain points, it fell off.
When you look at all the teams in the NFL, despite what Jerry Jones thinks, the Patriots are one of the few teams that is Super Bowl ready now.
Right.
You know, I would like to see another linebacker get in the mix in case an injury happens to one to Vrabel or Bruschi, but right now
what
on paper.
On Tuesday when they signed Junior Seau and Ed Hartwell.
That doesn't throw me.
See, I think you can win this year with that mix.
Oh, I think
no,
you
I
can
mean,
too.
You have enough playmaking bodies.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't
I think
win,
you can too.
But sooner or later, these guys you sign off the streets, pretty soon Teddy Bruschi's going to be on the street.
No
He's going to retire soon.
But what I'm saying is,
how
instead
long
of reaching for Harris,
at this level?
If you don't think he's great, next year you go for the Patrick Willis who's at 15 or whatever you need to do.
No, I'm not saying maybe they didn't like Harris as much as they wanted people to believe, and that's fine. But I'm just saying at some point you got to start bringing in a couple of young linebackers.
I agree.
Let's see, Shane.
And at that point, by the time they reach that point, it's more than a couple.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, they have no young linebackers, even, you know, superstar free agents in his 30s. So if you go another year or two, all your linebackers are in their mid-30s, and suddenly you're trying to replace a couple of them all at once.
Shane from Miami says, I don't like this trade because we did not get San Francisco's second rounder like we did with the Ravens in 03. Now I have to root against the 49ers next year, which is the team I like as well. This stinks.
Just as a clarification, the pick that the Patriots traded was number 19 to get Baltimore's second rounder. This was 28. There's a big difference there.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Let's see. Yangtze.
I just wanted to take a shout out to the Penn State fans that told us how great Paul Posluszny was.
How many more does he go before he's not a first-round pick? Three more? Yeah, he might sneak in, though.
Yangtze from London says, I thought they could have sold the 28 to Chris Houston lovers for better picks, and I don't understand why they would put their picks back to next year. I thought it is more imminent to pick as many players as possible right now in Brady's prime. Well, no, that's not necessary. I'm not buying that.
What? No, it's they just didn't feel that there was quality players where they were picking, and they got a
stunk.
They got a first rounder. I mean, just look at the. I mean, let's put it this way: Justin Harrell went 16th. I mean, that'll tell you all you need to know about the draft. Marshawn Lynch went 12th. It's not a very deep draft on paper. If you take a look at the Kuiper book or another book that has next year's junior eligible players, if a lot of those guys declare, you're talking about a draft on paper that looks to be stacked.
Craig from Boxborough says, does this mean that the Pats are going to get a Seau or Ed Hartwell as a solid veteran, or are they hoping to make either Woods, Mays, or Alexander a starter someday? What about the young guys that they have, particularly Eric Alexander?
Well, I think Woods has some potential there, but other than that, I'm not too thrilled about the prospects.
Alexander, he's done some good things in the preseason. I just wonder how he bounces back from the performance in the AFC title game. And I've never thought he was ideal. I thought he was always kind of a third guy. If you had two guys at inside linebacker, maybe he could be the third. I don't ever see him really being a starter.
Okay. Ben from Boxborough says, I just realized that Branch is getting quite close to the Colts at 32. That scares me a bit too much. What are your thoughts?
Who's this?
Alan Branch going to the Colts
scares him.
Be a heck of a pick for the Colts because they need a big space eater like that.
But I guess that's the big question right now in the first round. Why is he sliding? Wesley says, Zach Diossi best be coming our way in the fourth round. I don't like this trade too much, but next year could have even better linebackers, though let's hope the 49ers are plagued with injuries next season and tank. I wanted David Harris or John Beeson. We got neither. Probably won't get either unless we trade other picks to get early second round to get Harris. We have linebacking problems now. We need some veterans to come in then. Can you guys say Seau or Hartwell? I'm not crazy about the Merriweather pick, but he was the best safety still on the board. Plus, I still strongly believe James Sanders is good enough to start in a year or two. Either way, we need linebackers, and we need to sign Asante Samuel to a long-term deal now.
Well, a couple of guys coming out next year are Dan Connor from Penn State, Malik Jackson from Louisville, Sean Crable from Michigan, who's a good player, And the underclassman, Laurinaitis from Ohio State, would obviously be the prize. But USC has a couple of guys in Maluga and Cushing who would be coming out as juniors, both big guys, 250, 244. So next year's linebacking crop seems to have the kind of bigger linebackers that the Patriots look for and not the smaller John Beeson type. So maybe that's what they're thinking.
Nick in San Diego says, you guys don't want to hang around and podcast till 91? No, but we will be back.
Well, first of all, we'll be here.
Yeah, we'll be here. And we'll be back at noon tomorrow. So we'll have plenty of time to catch up with anything that the Patriots do today. Tomorrow we'll be on the air from 12 to 3, or on the internet, I should say, from 12 to 3. So, you know, save up those emails, send them to us overnight, and we'll hook up with you tomorrow at noon. Plus, of course, these guys are going to be blogging throughout the night into the early morning hours. Right, Tom?
And unfortunately,
It looks like Dwayne Jarrett is the pick here.
Dwayne Jarrett, really?
For San Diego?
Well, they need receivers.
That's a good pick for them.
Yeah, very good pick.
Okay.
As long as he can get off open.
But isn't he kind of lucky and fortunate to go in the first round?
What do you mean?
Well, he was Jarrett, he wasn't projected to be a first rounder, was he?
Yeah, late first, early second.
Yeah,
after Bo and Meacham, it was, you know, Gonzalez and Jarrett and Rice.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Nick says, before you sign off, can you give your hopes for the next pick? Andy, I have you down for Harris trading up to get him. I like the trade. I've always thought the draft was weak. I don't think Desmond Bishop is that much worse than Harris, and he could be had in the middle of the next day.
I'm going to...
Harris or Booker?
This is the third round?
Unless they trade up.
I'm going to go Damian Hughes, cornerback Cal.
Okay.
Paul?
What?
No, zoning out?
I'll take... Well, what? It's so hard because you don't know what's going to happen in the second round, but I'll take a wide receiver, Courtney Taylor from Auburn.
I'm going to stick with Justin Durant. That's who I said.
Yes. Yeah, you put a lot of thought into that, I remember.
Yeah. Well, I talked myself out of it, and then I got talked back into it.
Good. What?
I would be happy with Lorenzo Booker, though, because I think he's a nice player.
Okay, let's throw one more thing out there. Assume... We all think they're going to take a linebacker at some point, or no?
I'm having my doubts.
I don't have a clue anymore.
How about Tom, my guy that I fell in love with before watching him play, then fell way out of love with, Anthony Waters?
Yeah, he was.
I mean, why not? He's a big guy, can run, just can't play. But maybe they think he can play. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm just saying, if you want a young body to get in the system.
A body from Wake Forest. There's some guys out there, but I don't know.
I mean, obviously, Diossi is what people talk about. Bishop, some of those guys, but...
We'll see.
Are you going to tell me they're going to make 10 picks on draft weekend and not have a linebacker be one of them?
No, they've got to. Jay in UK, I like Merriweather, but everyone's thinking regarding the Pat safety need was for the guy to be Rodney Harrison's heir apparent. Isn't Merriweather more of a free safety and not big enough to play strong side? That's true. But if the guy's just not available, that, you know, I think if LaRon Landry was there, they would have taken him. But they can't have
just
him.
Make a guy up for need. That's what everybody says. That's what gets you in trouble. If you just make a guy up, say, I'm taking a strong safety.
And I think that I agree with the premise that he's more of a free safety, and his size is probably not commensurate to that stuff. But I did see plenty of him around the line of scrimmage playing in that Rodney style. Now, there's only one Rodney Harrison. You're not going to see a lot of guys. That's why he has that whole thing with
Greg Olsen,
you know,
about to be picked.
You know, the whole thing about rushing the passer, you know, what is it, 25 interceptions and 25 sacks, Andy, for Rodney Harrison, only defensive back in history.
Yeah.
That's why he's the only one in history. There's not that many guys like him.
What's
I don't think it's necessarily a slam on Brandon Merriweather to say that he's not going to be the heir apparent to Rodney Harrison, but I do believe he can do some of those things, and I think the free and strong thing in the Patriots system, I agree with Bill on that. I think it's a little bit overrated. They just play safeties on the sides, not necessarily totally free and strong.
Izzy writes, and Bruschi and Vrabel are great players, but, man, what the hell? We need a linebacker. The trade is bad. We need a strong-hitting linebacker. I'm a little annoyed. I hope Bill picks someone up later on, but we can't rely on Bruschi and Vrabel in the middle for the whole season. Come on, Pass. We better trade back up. I like Pozlusny. I really think he can be the next Bruschi. I just think if we get him, we can mold him into a leader. So... Nobody here agrees with that.
I don't want him.
Did they just have Greg Olsen in a Bears hat? And San Diego hasn't made their pick yet?
Apparently they're going to take Jarrett.
Well, I think it's Jarrett and then Olsen and looks like how it's going to unfold.
So we just haven't found out yet, but the picks have been made.
Hey, that's another one we nailed.
Looks like he found out.
We got Olsen to the Bears. We're sitting.
He was very happy with Drew Rosenhaus. And his dad kind of looks like Steve DiAssi.
Ethan says, I would have to say that what Merriweather did was inexcusable. The incident on the field was wrong, and the gun firing was wrong. Seriously bad decisions. That being said, I heard the interview with Merriweather on Sirius the other day. He definitely sounded contrite for what he did. He was remorseful and said the right things and actually said he wished he had not done either of them, but was doing everything to learn from the mistakes. I would hope that is what Bill and Scott saw and heard from the guy and will be assimilated into Patriots culture and nothing else will happen. I am not sure if I'm happy or not about the trade. It hurts more after the Wes Welker trade. If we still had the second-round pick, I would have been a lot happier. I guess, though, that linebacker of Vrabel is the guy inside. Does this trade increase the likelihood of DiAssi and Bishop being Patriots?
Those guys specifically, no, but somebody probably. I mean, they got to take a linebacker. That's what we just talked about. They got to take a linebacker at some point.
Yeah, I just don't think that. That's solving the problem.
Maybe I'm all done with the linebackers.
Yeah, I'm worried. Well, I don't think that you can solve the problem with second-day guys and hoping that one of them suddenly
first day's not
fills
over.
The bill. Yeah,
let's not close this book so quickly.
I mean, they have a late third-round pick that they could take a linebacker in.
Trade up into the second.
I just don't think they have anything to trade up into the second with.
Rob from Weathers.
Whole draft next year.
Rob from Weathersfield.
Yeah, but I think that just defeats the purpose. Of what you did already.
If you have a first, but then you make a package to get into this year's second, so you still have two ones next year.
Rob from Weathersfield says...
trading a one next year for a two this year, I don't think. I'm saying about a package. What are you laughing at?
Yeah, we're trying. I mean, we're actually trying to analyze a little bit.
Okay,
you know?
I just thought you were sniping at each other.
No, I
Skyping or sniping?
Not at all. We only snipe with you.
Gary, you didn't hear that show, so you still don't get that, huh?
Rob from Weathersfield says, guys, keep up the great job. You're much better than ESPN. I don't have NFL Network, but you're probably better than them also.
Yeah, we are.
I like the Merriweather selection, given who was already off the board. I agree we need a young linebacker, but to me, safety was a greater need. On Harris's profile, NFL.com, it says, has durability issues in his left knee, might need further medical evaluation. That draws a red flag for me, so maybe we'll take a less highly touted linebacker in the later rounds. All right, well, we hope so. And that's going to be it for this edition of the Patriots Draft Extravaganza. Remember, tomorrow, noon, Eastern Time, we will be back to cover whatever happened today and project what we think will happen tomorrow. We'll be back there from 12 to 3. Thanks for listening today, and stay tuned to Patriots.com throughout the night to read the blogs. We'll see you tomorrow.